High school football is on the air. HavenFootball.net is pleased to present tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's game is between the 1-4 Pencrest Lions and your 2-3 Strathaven Panthers.
Rolling out to his right is Fisher. Looking, has a man out there. It is caught for a touchdown by Dan Reeves. Fisher's going to keep it and go. He squirts out of the pile, and Jake Fisher's going to go 30 yards for the score.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Berman's Medical Supplies, the medical supplies you need when you need them. Wilson's for all your oil and propane needs right here in Wallingford. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, and Mike Mayer.
Sometimes the records don't matter. Well, midway through the high school season here in southeastern Pennsylvania, the records do matter when we're talking about playoff possibilities. And as we approach the second half of the high school football season here in District 1, playoff points under everybody's microscope over the next 5 weeks. But sometimes when two teams are going head-to-head, the records don't matter. And we are looking at a neighborhood rivalry. Media, Wallingford, Swarthmore, neighboring communities. In fact, there are plenty of Strathaven Panthers with a media home address. But Pencrest and Strathaven playing tonight for the Media Bowl Trophy. Never mind the 2-3 Panthers versus the 1-4 Lions. It's always a battle. A lot of chirping before the game on the sidelines. And ready to go tonight from George L. King Field. We are thrilled to bring you Week 6 high school football action in District 1 and the Media Bowl. Pencrest visiting Strathaven tonight on a Thursday night broadcast on HavenFootball.net. Good evening, everybody. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play tonight. A little strange to be here on a Thursday in terms of our prep time and everything else, but it is a beautiful night. It is starting to feel like fall. High 80s most of the week, and now all of a sudden it's breezy, cool, and feels like football weather here in Wallingford. And Strathaven looking to bounce or snap out of a mini two-game losing streak. Ran into a couple powerhouses in the Central League over the last couple weeks in Springfield and Garnet Valley, but trying to get right tonight and keep that Media Bowl trophy in the case across the street where they knocked off Pencrest a year ago, 34-6, trying to do the same again tonight. And Pencrest, with their first-year coach, Andrew Pigeon, 1-4 on the season. They dropped their first two, knocked off Harriton, have dropped two since, and they are looking to get off the schneid as well. So someone is snapping a two-game losing streak tonight, and Mike Mayer, webmaster and doing everything else on HavenFootball.net, the Panthers certainly hope it's them here in Week 6.
Well, yeah, this is a game, you know, between two, based on records, very equal teams. I mean, Pencrest has lost their games to Springfield, Garnet Valley, Marple Newtown. We've not played Marple Newtown, but we have played Springfield, Garnet Valley. We're defeated pretty handily. I mean, we ran pretty well with Springfield. Garnet Valley, we were never really in the game. We never got very far out the last quarter, but we really didn't have much control, and Garnet Valley was an absolute machine last week. So you know, and of course we beat Harriton, as did Pencrest. So I'm kind of looking at this and going, well, this is really going to be for more than bragging rights. I think both teams are going to walk out of this field tonight and say, look, we either have a team that we can do some things with, or we're just going to have to kind of play football the best we can for the rest of the year. I happen to have confidence in Strathaven. I think they've been up and coming. They handled themselves well against Springfield. They handled themselves well against Garnet Valley. They're still making the kind of killer mistakes with the fumbles and stuff, but it's getting less and less. You know, they're learning. You know, so I'm expecting good things. I'm hoping for a decisive victory for Strathaven tonight. We will not call it that way because we don't do that to the kids on the opposing team. We want to keep this broadcast fair and equal for everybody that's listening. But that's where I'm going, and I think that's the important thing for Haven. Haven is very much in the mix for a playoff berth within District 1. And I think if they want to have any kind of success, they need to get that playoff berth in the middle of the 16-team pack as opposed to at the far end of it. Because generally when you're at the far end and you have a weak record, you're going to play a very good team, and the odds of you doing better than one and out is pretty limited. So I think this is the beginning of the run. They've got several solid teams to play, but not the powerhouses necessarily like Springfield and Garnet Valley are. So let's see what happens. They do have Marple Newtown at the end of their season, which could be a very tough game for them. But in the meantime, you know, they've got the Pancras, the Radnors. Conestoga's having a difficult year. I mean, this is where we're going to pick up the pace, make the plays work, find out how good blockers we are, how good tacklers we are, and see how well we can put it to Pancras tonight.
So we will talk tonight as part of an extended halftime. We will spell out the playoff picture as it stands, as we know it. Of course, a ton can change over the next 5 weeks. 16 teams at the 5A level make it to the playoffs in District 1. Many of them will play each other over these next 5 weeks. It'll be a lot of teams from the Chesmont, a lot of teams from the Central League, a lot of teams from the Del Valle League, all beating up on each other over the next 5 weeks or so. But in the meantime, they'll have plenty to think about just what's in front of them tonight. Strathaven has just made their way to the home sideline below us. They are in all black, silver helmets, white numerals. On the far sideline, in white uniforms head to toe, are the Lions of Pancras. Black numerals, black helmets with red and gold trim. And below us as well, we'd be remiss if we didn't point out that, again, two neighboring communities. We have cheerleading squads, obviously, from Strathaven, obviously from Pancras. We also have members of the Rose Tree Colts cheer staff here, or cheering squad here. Many of these girls will end up at Pancras or Strathaven later on. So it'll be sort of a joint effort tonight as part of the extended halftime. Both high school cheerleading squads will put something together along with the younger girls that are here in front of us. So it should be a fun night. The captains are making their way towards midfield for the Panthers tonight. Nick O'Connor, Sean Daly, John Morris, and Ryan Morris. For the visiting Lions, Chris Cello, Caleb Mahalik, quarterback Chris Mills, and number 33, John Cosgrove, all meeting at midfield.
We want to wish real quick,
yeah, Pete
Fulzetti is not here tonight. He fell and managed to bruise up his elbow pretty good, so he's icing it down, and we're not getting any younger here, folks, and getting around sometimes is a little bit of a problem. So anyway, Pete's home listening, hopefully, but in any event, he's home and recuperating, and he expects to be back with us at Conestoga next week. So, Pete, if you're listening, get better and be well.
Yeah, we're going to miss you. And at halftime especially, I'll do my best to chat up Eagles, but I'll probably stick with some of the playoff possibilities as well. But, yeah, we definitely miss you already, Pete. So we'll see you hopefully about 8 days from now. It'll be next back to a Friday night game next week at Conestoga. So in the meantime, thanks to our buddies at WNPV and Delco Times and Garnet Valley Football and everybody who's keeping busy on Twitter over the next couple hours. We'll keep you posted on a pretty busy Thursday night slate. Still several games, most of the Del Valle League playing tomorrow, but we'll do our best to keep you posted over the next couple of hours on scores from elsewhere. We'll be back in just a moment. Stick with us for the tail end for the Star Spangled Banner and a whole lot more. You're listening live to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
That's the 12th man, the Strathaven Marching Unit. Pat Murray leading the charge there tonight. And, again, welcome back. George L. King Field for the second week in a row, Mike. This is nice. Again, Strathaven started their season 4 straight road games. Almost couldn't find my way back to the stadium last week. But, again, nice to have 2 home games in a row. Back on the road next week at Conestoga, who has just 1 win on the season as well. Scoring update from earlier today, 3:30 kickoff time over at Marple Newtown. Marple Newtown has gone final. They've knocked off Lower Merion 44-13. Not a surprise there. Now it's just a matter of a little bit of clock watching and record watching. Anthony Paoletti apparently just about 22 yards from breaking the all-time career passing yardage mark. And likely to do that next week, all things taken into consideration. So Paoletti had a big day today. The Tigers moved to 4-2 on the season, and we'll worry about Marple Newtown in Week 10. But here, Week 6, ready to get going. Strathaven will move right to left here in the first quarter, receive the opening kickoff. Tom Foster awaits at the 10-yard line, flanked by Ebo Pio and John Francis. Teeing it for the Lions is Kevin Mills, the sophomore, has it on the 40-yard line, halfway between the hash marks, as the rest of the marching unit makes their way to the home stands and ready to get going. We'll keep you posted on other games. Big one in the Central League tonight. Undefeated Haverford taking on undefeated Garnet Valley. Radnor and Harrington. Ridley Springfield should be a good one, but right here, Lions and Panthers ready to go. Mills, squib kick. It's going to take a high hop, and it's going to come to Pio at the 20-yard line, up the left hash, and he's got room. Oh, nearly steps through a tackle, but is tripped up at the 38-yard line, and that's where Jake Fisher and the offense will take over. Fisher, the junior quarterback, will have Ebo Pio, Sean Daly, and, probably a little bit of Nick O'Connor, and will share time with Pio at halfback along with Sean Daly. The fullback is Zach Hussein. Dan Reeves, the tight end. Tom Foster, the split end. Sam Burke, the center. Ryan Morris and Luke Healy, the offensive guards. Ryan Krause and Lee Holbert are the tackles. Split end to the right on first and 10. From the 39, they toss it. Looking for room off the right side is Hussein, who lowers the shoulder across the 45, takes it out to the 48. Give him 8 on his first carry of the night. Good work there from Hussein. The Pencrest defense includes in the defensive backfield Chris Mills, Caleb Mahalik, Nick Beneke, and Vince Brown. Cosgrove, Cupertino, Chris Mills, and Chilo, the linebackers. Steiner, Crawford, Cizilski, and Jake McAfee are the defensive line. Second down, and call it almost 3. Tight end to the left this time is Ethan Belleville. Split end is Foster, and now they shift. Belleville, tight end to the right, wing right is Nick O'Connor. On second down and almost 3, it's Daly off the right side. He has room, spins away, still on his feet. 45-40, now a foot race. 35-30, and Sean Daly will be tripped up at the 10-yard line. Give him 43 on his first touch, and Daly, with a long scoring run last week, just topped his career high on his first carry of the night. First and goal to go, Strathaven, after just 2 plays.
Boy, that was really impressive. He really took off running. A great hole through the line, and just nothing but greener from him. He's lucky Pencrest is lucky they were able to chase him down.
Panthers out of the huddle quickly. 2 tight ends. Wing T behind Fisher. On first down to give is Hussein off the right side, and he's tripped up, but still lunges forward to about the 5. Good push up front from the front 5. Well, front 7, really, when you count the 2 tight ends, Reeves and Belleville there. Fisher hustles in the play. 10:38 to play here in the opening quarter. Strathaven on the move already. 3 plays into their opening drive. They're 2nd and goal from the 5. Did not mean to rhyme that, Mike. That's just by accident there.
I thought it was Dr. Seuss here for a second.
Here we go. Wing T behind Fisher. It's Hussein off the left side. Lunges forward. He's met by 3 tacklers there, but not before he picks up the 2-yard line. It'll be 3rd down and goal. Chilo and Mills on the stop.
Pencrest is doing a heck of a job stopping his team. They give up a lot of yards in the first couple of plays, and now they're holding them to just a couple here.
Panthers 2 cracks at it now from the 2-yard line. Inside of 10 minutes to play in the opening quarter. 4th play of the drive. T formation. Daly, Hussein, and O'Connor. Stand behind Fisher. Give is to Hussein straight up the middle into the end zone for his 7th touchdown of the year. Goes Zach Hussein. 9:46 to play here in the opening quarter.
Sorry, my timing's up.
We're good. Panthers with 9:46 to play here in the first. On top, 6-0, extra point pending. Sean Daly, a 43-yard run to set it up. Zach Hussein finishes it off. Emmett Young on to attempt the extra point, and the Panthers jump out early. Fisher to hold. Ball spotted. Kick is away. Young right down the middle it goes. 7-0 Strathaven. We'll take a short timeout, see what Pencrest can do when we come back. Great start for Strathaven on their home turf. Be back in a moment on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Zach Hussein takes it in, a five-play, 61-yard scoring drive, all of it on the ground. Sean Daly with a 43-yard burst off the right side set it up, and the Panthers on top 7-0, 9:46 to play here in the opening quarter. Emmett Young has it teed just inside the right hash. He booms one. High end over and kick's going to back up Caleb Mahalik off his hands and into the end zone. Good work there from Young. That was headed to the end zone anyway. Mahalik had a hand on it at the two, but touchback is where we land. And the Pencrest offense, likely a shotgun spread most of the night, will be led by Chris Mills at quarterback. Caleb Mahalik is your running back. May see Vinny Brown as well. Jay Brown out of the lineup tonight. At wide receiver, Sam Sav in at wide receiver, Eric Arufo as well. Steiner, Quinn, Palumba, McAfee, and we'll look for one more in place of Brian Dewar, who's out of the lineup. But they start shotgun spread. Have two men in motion, flag on the play, and Mahalik goes for just a couple on first down. So we'll check the penalty. Likely to have an illegal shift here, and Haven will, my guess is, take that penalty. And
the wind is picking up a little bit here.
Pencrest moving into the wind here to start. Going to likely to feature Caleb Mahalik at halfback. He had a 70-yard scoring run for their only points in last week's 48-7 loss to Springfield. But Pencrest offense tries to spread it around as best they can, but aside from that 40-7 win over Harriton, haven't scored more than seven in any of their other four games. Receivers split to either side. Antonelli to the far left, Sav to the right, slots to either side. They toss it to Mahalik, looking for room off that left side, and he is met immediately. Nice containment by John Morris. Belleville in to help. But Morris slows him down, waited for help, and they drop him at the line of scrimmage. Second down and 15. Panther defense up front. We'll include Ryan Krause, John Morris, Lee Holbert, and Ethan Belleville. Ryan Morris inside linebacker and John Prochniak next to him. Outside backers Sean Daly and Nick O'Connor. Chris Rossini, Tommy Foster on the corners. And the sophomore Ebo Pio, your free safety. Second down and 15. Chris Mills, slot to either side, split to either side. Back to pass, looking, firing to the outside, ooh, and it is deflected immediately. Nice work there by Holbert, who's right in his face. Gets a hand on it, and nice work there by Big Lee to swat it away. Third and 15.
Well, this is not a stellar start, obviously, for Pencrest. They want to be able to move the ball. I don't know what kind of punting game they have, but they're going to be, if they don't get to do any better here, they're going to be punting right into the wind.
Yeah, into the wind. Pre-game was no fun, yeah. I will tell you. Mahalik was having a hard time kicking it more than maybe 20 yards, and the wind has not overwhelming, but it's steady. And any kind of gust here would put them in big trouble. All right, four wide again. Three wide now. They fake the toss and keeping it himself as Mills. Looking for room off the left side. Has some yards off that left side, but O'Connor and others there to drop him well short of the first down as he crosses the 20 to the 22. Give Mills seven, but fourth down and eight. Brings up punting time for the Lions. Panthers defense holds. Three and out go the Lions.
This would be a good idea to try to punt like a line drive if you can, just to keep it out of the wind.
Sean Daly and Tom Foster await on just past the midfield stripe.
Who's punting on that?
Caleb Mahalik. Yeah, yeah. Yep. Mahalik waits at his 10-yard line for the snap. Snap is a good one. He steps into it, and the left fielder hits an end-over-end kick headed towards Daly, who's going to catch it on the run and is hit almost immediately, but out of bounds on that far sideline. Takes it into Pencrest territory at the 46. So, 28 on the punt, 4 on the return, and the Panther offense already leading 7-0, 8:06 to play here in the first quarter. We'll start on the Pencrest side of midfield.
Yeah, good field position for Haven, obviously.
All right, here we go. They start with Tom Foster split end to the left. Double wing. Hussein, the fullback, they run the jet sweep, looking for room as Ebo Pio off this near side. Cuts inside across the 45, down to the 42. Give him 4 on his first carry. And the sophomore halfback sets up 2nd down and 6 for the Panthers. All right. Clock ticks. 7:42, 7:41 and counting to play here in the opening quarter. 7-0 Strathaven. We'll keep you posted on Haverford Garnet Valley in a moment. Wing to the right is Pio. On 2nd down and 6, give is to Hussein. Straight up the middle he goes. Steps through one tackle and lunges forward across the 40, down to the 37 maybe. I think he'll be a yard shy of the first down, but give him 5. So Hussein, 204 yards against Lower Marion, missed the Springfield game. Bounced back last week with a nice effort against Garnet Valley.
Yeah,
16 carries, 90 yards, and a score.
He was stopped the line of scrimmage and just broke through it and made 4 out of it. Would you make 5 out of it? Yep.
3rd and less than a yard. Sam Burke is over the football. Wing T, 2 tight ends. 9 men in the box for Pencrest. Strathaven turns and gives to Hussein, who cuts to inside to his left and has himself a 1st down at the 33. Started right, cut back to the left. Give him 5 and a Panther 1st down.
That was an ugly little play. I'm not too sure whether that went the way it was supposed to. It certainly got the yards, but I got a feeling there was some confusion after in and around the handoff. I don't know, it was a pulling guard that got interfered. I don't know, but it worked.
They'll try it again from the 32. 1st and 10. Fisher with Foster split end to the right. Foster looks to have single coverage out there. Motion man is Sean Daly. They play fake and back to pass as Fisher. Has some time now. Heavy pressure. Steps away from one man.
Oh.
He is tripped up back near midfield. Good work there by Chilo. Got him by the shoestrings. And it's a big loss back to the 49-yard line. Loss of 17. Fisher tried to give a little ground there. Had a pocket for a moment, but nice work by Chilo coming. 2nd down and forever.
What's his number?
15 on the stop. He's your backup or part-time quarterback as well, as he has shared duties with Mills on the offensive side of the ball.
Boy, 2nd and forever, huh?
Yep. Here we go. Panthers now flag on the play. Let's see here. Flag pre-snap. Panthers need the 22 for a 1st down. So it's 2nd down and 27. And we will see as the back judge throws a flag. Dead ball sideline warning against Pencrest. Okay. Well, no, we're not moving the football there, but that's their first warning. So Fisher sacked for a loss of 17. See what the Panthers can drum up here on 2nd down and 27. From the Pencrest 49, wing T, split end to the left is Foster. Quick hitter, it's Hussein right up the middle. He barrels his way inside the 40, back to the 39. Little guard trap right up the middle. Give him 11. And 3rd down and something a little more manageable here. Still probably 4 down territory.
Oh, so yeah, I would say so. Right now they're not terribly concerned about what Pencrest is going to be able to do. So,
yeah, I mean, from the 38 here, you don't need all 16 on this play. Get your 8 or 10 here. A short out might get it done. And
hold
give on to
the
shot.
Ball.
3rd down at 16. From the 38, back to passes. Fisher looking. Firing in the air flat, complete by Foster. Oh, in and out of the hands. They had the idea there. A little short 8-yard out. Foster couldn't squeeze it. Incomplete, it falls. And now the Panthers on to punt. Foster would have been near 1st down yardage, actually. He had had room to run with
yes,
it.
Yes, he did.
He couldn't haul it in.
He had it. I think he started to turn his head and run before he had it, I think. And that's something we've seen before. It happens a million times, even in the pros. Yeah. Don't leave without the ball. Make sure you follow it into your arms.
Ryan Krause will punt. Toes on the midfield stripe. Mahalik stands deep to return at the 10.
Good place for a fake, by the way.
My guess is they'll trust the defense to do the job here, and a terrific kick from Kraus with the wind at his back. It's going to sail all the way into the end zone, well over the head of Vince Brown. So they're going to net only 18 on this. 38 on the punt, no return, as Kraus got all of that one. So ball at the 20-yard line for Pencrest. Second possession of the game here. 4:48 to play in the opening quarter. 7-0 Strathaven. And we'll keep you posted on what's happening elsewhere. Haverford had a good drive going to start things at Garnet Valley. Took it down to the 16-yard line, but Garnet Valley holds. Bend but don't break.
They do that, boy. All last week.
All right, here we go. First and 10. Panther defense trying not to break here. It was 3-and-out for the Lions the first time. They'll try it again here. On first down, it's Chilo in at quarterback, and he runs right up the middle into some trouble there. Ryan Morris wraps him up after a gain of 3. Chris Chilo picks up 3. Second down and 7. So we'll have to keep an eye on who's taking the signals here, 15 or 12. It'll be Chris Chilo still in there at quarterback on second down and 8 upcoming. Vince Brown, slot to the right. Split right is Sam Sav. Two backs, Cosgrove, offset eye to the right. Chilo, they run the toss play to Mahalik, looking for running room to his right. Cuts back to his left. Panthers still trying to contain. They do momentarily and then wrap him up. Nice work there from Kraus to trip up Mahalik after a gain of maybe a yard. Maybe a yard on just on his second carry. And it brings up third down and 7. Excellent work there by the Panther defense, just staying home. Contain, contain, contain. Walking around on the field before the game, you could just hear defensive coaches barking at as they went through their warm-ups. Just containment is the key tonight. Keep it in front of you.
Great job right there. Well, he had nowhere to go on both sides of the field.
Aiden Conmee, the junior, in their slot to the right. They go trips to the right here on third and 7. Back to pass, Chilo. Looking, looking, looking. Pressure from the backside, and they've got him stacked up. They're going to lose a couple yards here. It's going to be Lee Holbert on the sack. So Holbert making his presence felt with a deflected pass and now a sack in the first two possessions. They lose a yard. Fourth and long, and the Panthers look to get the football back here. Nice coverage, and the pressure gets there. Nice work by the Panther defense. Mahalik on to punt it for the second time. Long snapper Luke Bowens hustles onto the field. Daly and Foster await. It's a spiraling kick this time. It's going to take a hop across the 40-yard line, and Foster is going to pick it up on the run back at his own 30. Makes one man miss. Dances past the 35 across the 40 to the 42-yard line as Foster made someone step out of their shoes at the 30-yard line there. Picks up 13 on the return, and still very good field position here for the Panthers at their 42. All right. A couple other games of note tonight. Just with possible playoff implications for Strathaven later on. Unionville undefeated at Octorara. Unionville in the top three right now in terms of playoff points. We'll get to others in a moment. Panthers, two tight ends. Reeves to the right. Belleville to the left wing. T behind Fisher from the 42. Play fake and they run the Mustang sweep with Daly to the outside. He's got speed across the midfield stripe. 45-40. Daly down the far sideline. One man to beat. Chilo's got him and rides him out of bounds at the 15-yard line. Everybody pinched on Hussein. They run sweep wide to the right, and Sean Daly's having himself a day.
Yeah, every time he touches the ball.
They're going to mark this at the 16-yard line. Give him 42. Well, not as good as the last run. He had 43 on his first carry, 42 on this one.
Yeah, but look at his average.
Yeah, we won't complain. Two carries for 85 yards already for Daly. He's alongside of Hussein on first and 10 from the 17. Gives Hussein off the left side, still on his feet, bounces off a tackle inside the 15, down to the 13-yard line. Gain of 4 for the fullback. Sean Daly having himself a nice senior season.
Yep.
Had a big day against Springfield 2 weeks ago when he slid over to the fullback spot.
Yeah.
Over 100 yards and a score. Ran well last week against Garnet Valley. 67 yards on 10 carries, including a 30-yard touchdown. Here, second down and 6. Two tight ends. Fisher turns, gives to Daly again off the right side. He's going to push his way down near the 10. We'll check the spot here.
Well, that's going to kill his average.
Now, still, he's in pretty good shape here.
He went to the 11, it looks like.
Yeah, okay. They'll call it third down and about three. Third and three. Daly, three carries, 88 yards in the first quarter. 132, 131 and counting to play here in the opening stanza. Panthers leading 7-0 and looking for more. Two tight ends. Wing T behind Fisher. Turns, gives play fake to Daly. He's good look himself. He's got some room. He's got blockers in front. Fisher across the 10, the 5, inside the pylon for the touchdown. Jake Fisher's fourth rushing touchdown of the season has given the Panthers a 2-touchdown lead. 13-0, extra point pending, and that was beautifully blocked. He goes untouched on the bootleg.
Yeah, that was a very nice play. He had everybody pinching down, looking for an up-the-middle run, and he just took it around outside, had plenty of blockers in front of him.
Emmett Young on for the extra point. Fisher will hold. Chris Rossini will snap it with 1:12 to play here in the first quarter. Snap, kick, up, good. 14-0 Strathaven on their home turf. Pencrest trying to get something going when we come back. Glad you're listening. Live or on the archive to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
14-0 here at George L. King Field. Strathaven on top. Trying to snap a little skid here over the last couple weeks, but Jake Fisher's 11-yard touchdown run. 1:12 to play here in the first quarter. And a 2-touchdown lead here in the Media Bowl. High end over end kick's going to angle towards Mahalik. He's got it at the 5-yard line. Straight up the middle, cuts to the left hash, looking for room up the left sideline. Ebo Pio in his face. He's going to wrestle him down and then get some help back at the 15-yard line. Good work there by Pio, speeding down, and everybody else catches up and wrestles Mahalik to a stop. All right. Time for Pencrest to get something going. Six plays on offense have netted them 11 yards. Not a good start here for Andrew Pigeon's Lions. Pigeon, the all-Delco quarterback at Ridley back in 2008. Remember calling some of his games here on havenfootball.net. All right, first and 10 from the 17. Mills in at quarterback in the give is to Mahalik off the left side. He steps around one tackle, still on his feet, breaking tackles now. Sloppy tackling for the Panthers. Great effort by Mahalik. Takes it out near the first down yarder marker, and we'll see. I think it's going to be second down and one or two. See where they walk and spot this. They're going to put it down at about the 26. So Mahalik, by far best run of the night. Gain of 9, second down and one. O'Connor credited with the last tackle for Strathaven. Clock ticks. 31 seconds and counting to play in the opening quarter. They go trips right, give it to Mahalik, and he cuts inside. He's going to take a tackler with him, and Ryan Morris slams him down at the 32-yard line. Morris with 21 tackles. I'm sorry, that was Krause on the last tackle. Ryan Morris, 21 tackles a week ago. He has 75 tackles through the first five games.
Yep.
Just outstanding for the senior linebacker. And then John Prochniak, the sophomore, alongside of him, first varsity start last week, thrown to the Wolves against Garnet Valley. He had 15 stops himself. First and 10 from the 32. Mills off the left side is going to keep it himself. Stiff arm and has some room. He lowers the shoulder, and he's got 8 or 9 on the first down carry. Clock ticks 2-1. We've come to the end of the first quarter, and Pencrest with a little bit of life now. Panthers lead at 14-0, but the Lions roaring back now. It'll be 2nd and 1 when we come back to start the second quarter. Glad you join us live or on the archive. Be back in a moment on havenfootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent.
Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer doing the color commentary, engineering, and more. Pete Fulginetti, missing him tonight. We'll see you back here next week. Well, back at Conestoga next week. But we'll miss Pete for tonight and see him soon. Thanks again to everybody at Strathaven for getting us set up for Week 6 action here. Speaking of other action in the Central League, Garnet Valley trailing Haverford 7-0. Garnet fumbled inside their 10-yard line, and it didn't take long for Haverford to capitalize. Another score coming up in a moment. Here, it's Mills on the keeper. On second down and one, he's going to carry tacklers out near the midfield stripe and pick up another 9 and a first down. Panther defense having trouble tackling big number 12, 6'1", 190-pounder. They're going to put it down at the 49-yard line, gain of 8 on the play.
Well, it seems obvious that Pancras has found some kind of answer. They were doing just horribly the first two possessions. Now they're finding some running room, so now it's going to be up to Clancy to figure out what's going on and shut this thing down.
Defensive coordinator Eric Hollingsworth signaling in at this point, signaling into the players. You have two receivers to the right, one to the left. Mills keeping himself again on that quarterback. That read option is going to spin his way to the 45 into Panther territory at the 43. Give him 7 more, 8 more. So Mills' last three carries have gone for 9, 8, and 8. Panthers, that read option, they've taken away, or trying to take away Mahalik, the halfback, but at this point, a little wrinkle here from Pencrest has him on the move. Second down and 2 from the Panther 43. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Halfback is Mahalik. He takes the carry, bounces off the right side, up back to the left, and now you're going to get a flag. Mahalik has first down yardage at the moment at the 45. I think this is coming back. In the neighborhood of holding here, we'll see. Morris on the tackle, but I think you're going to move this back 10 yards from the 41, and indeed they are. So Pencrest, that can be a momentum killer there. Would have been a first down near the 30-yard line. Instead, will turn into second down and 9, I believe, when they put it down.
On the other hand, Mahalik went right through there, and that's where the flag was thrown, yeah. So it's possible that he wouldn't have gotten the yardage either, so who knows.
Back to the Panther 49. We'll call it second down and 8. Sav split to the right. Antonelli to the left. Slot right as well. Cosgrove in as a fullback. He's offset to the right. Mills on the delay. It's a draw play to Mahalik, and Lee Holbert says no. Holbert and Belleville squash him back at the 46-yard line, and Holbert's having a day here through the first 13 minutes.
Holbert was distracted. I mean, he was on a block and slipped right. As soon as he saw the handoff, slipped right off the block and just pulverized Mahalik. It was very quick.
Holbert, when he can pin his ears back and go get the quarterback, he's tough to block. And that time, the draw play ran it right into his lap. So third down and 12. Slot right is Vince Brown. They go with three wide receivers now to the right. And Mills back to pass on third down. Looking, has time. Still fires high over the middle. It is nearly intercepted. Tommy Foster couldn't quite get there as overthrew the receivers, underthrew Foster coming up at the 31-yard line. Fourth and 12 it goes, and a very promising drive there by Pencrest, disrupted by that holding penalty. That hurts. And again, a spot foul in high school especially. First and 10 near the 30 turned into second and long, third and long after the big play by Holbert, and now Mahalik on to punt for the third time. Daly and Foster await down near their own 20-yard line. Snap is a good one. The left footer, ooh, off the side of his foot, it's a wobbler. Fair catch signal forward by Foster, who makes that fair catch at the 21-yard line. Not great field position for the Panthers, considering where they've started most of the night, but still, two-touchdown lead, 9:59 to play before halftime. They have to be feeling good at 14-0. A couple other quick score updates. Radnor 7, Harriton nothing late in the first. Trying to get a Ridley Springfield update in a moment. So, North Penn on top of CB South, 6-0. North Penn with that 0-2 start, hasn't lost since. Upper Darby's up 14-0 as well. And here the Panthers leading by 14 at 1st and 10 at the 21-yard line. On first down, they run the Mustang sweep again, looking for Umas Daly. Has a wall in front of him up the near sideline. 30, 35, 40. Steps away from a man, is tripped up. Nice open field tackle right there by number 10, Nick Beneke. But Daly picks up the 43-yard line, 21 yards, and he has a career high already on his first five carries of the night.
What do you have him for? How many yards?
I've got him for 119 yards already.
This continues. He may hit our 200 club.
Yeah. I'm sorry, 109 rather.
Okay.
There we go. From the 43-yard line, Tom Foster split end to the left. Daly wing to the left, and now they shift. He moves into the backfield alongside of Hussein, and they give it to Daly one more time. Straight up the middle he goes, and across the 45, they swarm him that time at the 46, so a gain of just 3. Nice work by the Lions defense. 57, Jake Quinn on the stop, along with 62, Jake Sizielski. Sizielski with a fumble recovery a week ago against Springfield, but not much else went very well for the Lions defense last week against Springfield, giving up 48 points. But Springfield's done that to a lot of teams recently. No shame in that.
Yep, including us.
Second down and 7. They give the jet sweep to Ebo Pio, looking for running room, and hole closed very, very quickly, flying up from that linebacker spot is Chris Chilo. Pio may lose a yard here. They're going to spot it back at the 45-yard line. So nothing doing there for the Panther sophomore. It's going to bring up third down and about 8. Keep you posted also. Like I said, Upper Darby tonight leading 14-0 on their home field against Conestoga. Here from the 45, Panthers at third down and 8. Back to passes, Fisher looking, firing to the flat, has Foster in and out of his hands again. Foster couldn't squeeze it near the 50-yard line, and Panthers will be ready to punt it away. So 0-for-2 in the passing game tonight. Fisher and Foster have yet to connect on a couple of passes that were, well, we've seen those plays made before.
Yep.
Still time to snap out of it, but the Panthers will bring Ryan Krause on to punt it away. Mahalik and Vince Brown await back inside their 25-yard line. Krause kicking into the wind this time. We'll see how this goes. Panthers, or Lions, hustle their 11th man onto the field. Krause lets it go. Good spiraling kick, but it hits a wall of wind. And it bounces off of a Lion. Scramble for it. Let's see. Prochniak had a shot at it. Rossini had a shot at it. And we'll see who's on top of it when they stand up.
Oh.
And it is the Panthers football. Tough hop for the Lions. It hit one of the up men. And a good heads-up play. John Prochniak, the sophomore, pounced on it. And the Panthers offense right back on the field at the 33-yard line. That might have been John Morris, actually. We'll see. We'll have to check the tape on that.
Yep.
Morris and Prochniak were in the neighborhood there. I don't know who came out of the bottom of the pile with the football. Either way, Panthers in business now at the 33-yard line. Daly in motion, back to pass. Fisher firing on the wheel route. Wide open is O'Connor at the 15. He cuts inside the 10 and is stopped at the 5. Beautiful delivery, and O'Connor picks up 28 yards on his first catch of the night.
Well, that's gutsy call, throwing it into the wind like that. That's not easy.
Foster took the defense with him down the field and opened up that sideline. O'Connor has him set up first and goal from the 6. Dan Reeves checks in, tight end to the left, Belleville to the right. Hussein at fullback on first and goal from the 6. Panthers give it to Daly, looking for him off the right side. Daly, now there's going to be a flag on the play. This is, again, in the neighborhood of holding, and we'll see. Ouch. The Panthers hurt themselves terribly last week with a holding call at the 1-yard line against Garnet Valley, and now instead of second and goal from the 1, they're going to back this up from the 5. So it'll still be first and goal, but they're going to move it back to the 15-yard line, and obviously a very different look here for the Panther offense. 7:46 to play here in the first half.
He did move back to 16. Yep. Wow.
All right. So, spot foul, which happened to be at the line of original line of scrimmage. So, first and goal from the 16 now, and Panthers just hurting themselves with silly mistakes. Daly well past the spot of the holding call on that one. Motion man is O'Connor on the delay on the inside counter. Give is to Daly, and nice job staying home that time by the Pencrest defense. Number 32, Anthony Coppertino, the senior, waiting for him. Stops him for a gain of just two. Daly, six carries, 114 yards here in the early going. Clock ticks, 7:11, 7:10 to play before halftime. Panthers break the huddle with Foster, split to the left. Belleville, tight end to the right. Fisher under center, on second and goal from the 14. Back to pass, looking, firing the out pattern as Foster is out there and is again incomplete. And a flag on the play. I think you're going to get interference here. Beneke in coverage. He might have had a hold of Foster as he came out of his break there.
We couldn't see it from here. It looked like a pretty clean contact but when the ball got there. But, you know, it's way across the other corner of the field.
I think it's as he was coming out of his break before the ball arrived.
Really?
But we'll see. We'll check the call as the officials discuss it. So we're looking at third and goal from the 14 or something very different. The referee makes his way towards the home sideline. He's going to spell this out. They're going to call holding on the defense. That's a five-yard penalty, but it's an automatic first down. So the Panthers will get the football moved. Sorry, that's going to be a 10-yard penalty to the 7. First and goal from the 7. All right. Foster checks out. Dan Reeves checks back in. Second and goal, rather. That should be an automatic first down.
Well, I think that's what they're talking about.
I believe.
Now.
Well, now they're going to talk about that. Okay.
Yeah, I think somebody just said it's an automatic first. Let's see.
Maybe not. Now they're going to say second down. All right. Second and goal. All right. Second and goal is the call. Wing to the right is O'Connor. Fullback is Hussein. They give it to Daly, looking for him off the right side. Cuts inside. He's going to lunge his way inside the 5 to maybe the 2. Third and goal from the 2 as Daly picks up 5. Clock ticks. 6:38, 6:37 and counting to play here in the first half. Timeout, Pencrest, and we'll take a short timeout with him. Panthers knocking on the door. 2-score lead and looking for more here. We'll be back in just a moment. 14-0 Strathaven on havenfootball.net. We'll be back in a moment.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Third and goal from the 2-yard line. Strathaven leading 14-0 and trying to punch in 6 more here. They have a T formation behind Fisher, 2 tight ends in front of him. Left to right is Daly, Hussein, and O'Connor. Third and goal from the 2. Turn, give us to Hussein, who stutter steps momentarily, leans forward. He's still going to be shy of the goal line. Forward progress will give him the 1.
Jeez.
Good work by the Pencrest defense that time. Excellent penetration, and they stack him up.
Yeah, really, really good. It's kind of to see Pencrest get kind of run over by Haven and be able to make these kind of goal line stances. It's very impressive. It's kind of like you want to say, well, come on, guys, can't you kind of do a little bit of this in an open field?
Yeah, well, they've taken care of the fullback pretty well. 9 carries, 44 yards for Hussein. Certainly a solid average, nearing 5 yards a carry, but Daly's gotten loose a few times now. Fourth and goal from the 1. Panthers trying to punch it in. Fisher under center. On fourth and goal, give it to Hussein off the left side. He is belted, but he falls forward into the end zone for a touchdown.
That was great defense, though.
Excellent defense. 3 white shirts around him, but good lean there from Hussein. His second touchdown of the night. And the Panthers lead 20-0 with an extra point coming. Didn't get much, but didn't need much there. Great work there from the Panther left side of the line. Ryan Morris and Lee Holbert paving the way. Emmett Young on for the extra point. Ball spotted. Kick is away barely, and it is wide left, and now you get a flag. You're going to get a roughing the kicker penalty here, as there was heavy pressure on Emmett Young. He hooked it, but he was belted. He seems okay. They rough the kicker, and now I wonder if they'll go for two. We'll see. They're going to bring Healy and Hussein back onto the field. They're going to move this half the distance of the goal line, I think, and they're going to go for two. Emmett Young's going to come off. He seems okay after the collision. That's a good sign.
And this isn't a gimme. I mean, the way Pancras has been playing goal line defense, this isn't going to be easy.
Rossini and Young check out. Healy and Hussein back in there, and the Panthers will go for two. 20-0. And the Panthers looking to tack on two more here after Zach Hussein's second touchdown of the evening. Roughing the kicker penalty. May end up costing Pencrest here. Hussein is the fullback. He has it off the left side. This time they stack him up. Nothing doing. Good work again in short yardage there. No conversion for the Panthers. The score will stay 20-0. We'll be back in just a moment. Pencrest in a deep hole here, but still plenty of time to dig out. Be back in a moment for the rest of the Media Bowl on havenfootball.net.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Dan Connor, Strathaven class of 2004, NFL linebacker, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to Georgia L. King Field. Strathaven 20, Pencrest nothing here in the Media Bowl. Battle of first place undefeateds over in Garnet Valley tonight on Smith Bridge Road. Garnet Valley has bounced back to tie that game at 7. They are midway through the second quarter, 7-7, Haverford and Garnet Valley. At the end of the first quarter, Ridley and Springfield, scoreless.
Really?
Nothing doing. A lot of good defense over there through the first 12 minutes with Springfield and Ridley. All right, here we go. Emmett Young has it teed on the right hash mark. Mahalik waits along with number 4, Aiden Conmey. Booms it. Terrific kick. It's going to come down to Vince Brown at the 6-yard line. Brown up the left hash, looking for room up the left sideline. Has a little bit, but not much more. Nice work by Belleville to wrestle him out of bounds at the 24-yard line. Good coverage there by the Panthers. Emmett Young's kicks have been very good over the last couple weeks, especially nice deep kickoffs, are taking those return men near their 5-yard line or further.
And that was into the wind.
Yeah. Again, Emmett's a year bigger and stronger, and still just a sophomore.
Yeah, I know. We may have a heck of a kicking game next year.
He was fabulous as a freshman last year. But we'll see what...
He was actually, Panthers having such a difficult time. He was a point leader for a while.
Yeah, he was. Quick score update. This is a biggie at the 6A level up in the Suburban 1 League. And as you're looking at 6A playoff possibilities, Quakertown trailing Hatboro Horsham 7-0. Quakertown 4-1, Hatboro 2-2, and they need a win. The Hatters right on the edge of playoff contention there. But they lead 7-0 after the first quarter up there.
I'm really surprised by that Springfield-Ridley score because Springfield is such a potent offense, but they had a couple games they had trouble getting going.
Timeout Pencrest. So we'll keep it right here because we do have some other score updates. Matt Lassick, who missed most of the game for Garnet Valley last week. He had just one carry and then sat out. And Danny Guy and Cole Robinson did a bang-up job. All three of them over 100 yards a week ago. Well, anyway, Lassick is back in the game tonight. He has an 18-yard scoring run, and it's 14-7 Garnet Valley, 5:18 to play in the second quarter there. Upper Darby up 22-0 on Conestoga, and Radnor up 14-0 on a pick six. 14-0 over Harriton, Radnor on top there. So we're keeping this in mind as the Panthers have over the next few weeks here. These are the opponents coming up. It's Conestoga next week, then Upper Darby, then Radnor over the next 3 weeks. Here, 20-0 Strathaven. And Chris Mills into the game. Sorry, Chilo in at quarterback, gives to Mahalik on first down. Looking for room off that right side. Stretches the side of the field. He's grabbed by the shirt collar by Belleville and then stood up by Morris and others. They might give him the line of scrimmage. We'll see. Not much doing there.
Well, it might have been a loss of a
maybe
yard.
Maybe even loses a yard there. Belleville and others on the stop. And Mahalik, five carries now for just 7 yards. And a week ago, I mean, just to give you an idea, Mahalik had a 70-yard touchdown run against Springfield. The other 29 plays for Pencrest last week netted just 77 yards. So they averaged, you know, just a little over 2 yards per play aside from one big burst from Mahalik. Back to passes, Chilo on second and 11. Looking deep down the middle. Has a man out there, but incomplete. And actually the closest guy to it was Tommy Foster, who won that foot race out near the 40-yard line. And Chilo throws incomplete. Pencrest has yet to complete a pass here in the early going, and it brings up third down and 11. Aiden Conmee checks into the game, the junior wide receiver. Vince Brown and Sam Sav as well. Chris Chilo brings it in. They'll snap it from the right hash mark at their 22-yard line. Third and 11. Panther defense trying to get off the field and maintain field position here. Three wide receivers to the left and back to passes Chilo. Under heavy pressure from Holbert, trying to get away, scrambling to his right now, and he's going to be wrapped up for a sack, thrown down by John Morris, back to the 15-yard line. John Morris with a sack, fourth and long upcoming, and a great job by the Panther defense again. Well, I was talking to Coach Hollingsworth early this morning, and just he said, I want to see, you know, perfection. and he knows that nothing will go absolutely perfectly. But, you know, from the standpoint of a defense, he felt good about the game plan. He said the kids were terrific at practice all week, and he felt good coming into it. Mahalik, good kick, spiraling, drives Daly back inside the 45. It's going to take a Pencrest roll inside the 30, down to the Panther 26-yard line.
Great
tremendous punt, tremendous roll, and Mahalik has just tilted the field in a big way. We'll do the math on that. 151 and wow.
56 yards.
Yeah, 56 yards on the punt. No return. And the Panthers do the job on defense, but Mahalik got that one up into the wind and went over everybody's head and then took a 25-yard roll down to the 27-yard line. And Jake Fisher in the offense back on the field. 3:59 to play here before halftime. Panthers with a first and 10 and all three timeouts in their pocket. Tom Foster split end to the right. Wing T behind him. They run the toss play. Looking for room is Zach Hussein, and he's going to push his way across the 30 out to the 31. He's a tough, tough runner. He's going to pick up five there.
Ooh, we got hurt.
And got an injury. What do we got here? Oh, flag comes in late. I didn't see. There was maybe some extracurriculars afterwards.
Yeah, we got one. Yeah. We got Mills pushing, I'll leave his number out of it, but pushing another player away. So we'll see what happened here.
Well, we'll see. There's sometimes tensions are high. Like I said, it was on the field before the game. There was some chirping more than you would expect. And now the Panthers are going to get a dead ball, personal foul against Strathaven. So we will see where they spot this. Back at the 16-yard line now. So you're going to give 4 yards, 5 yards on the carry to Hussein. So this is post-play. Hussein now 11 carries for 50 yards and 2 scores. But post-play, it's going to be second down and forever. Two tight end set. Play fake, and they run the sweep looking off the left side. This is Ebo Pio with speed and, shoestring tackle where he had a lot of room in front of him. Nice work there on the stop of Pio at the 21. Give him 5-6 yards All right, Alec, give him the 23.
Yep.
All right, give P.O. 7. It'll bring up third down and about 13.
Well, it's doable. I don't know if I would launch it in the air with the wind in my face, and I think I'll just take my chances. Mustang sweep might be a good one to pull again here. We'll see.
Foster on the sideline. Reeves tight end to the right. Belleville to the left. P.O. in at halfback. Wing to the right. He shifts into the backfield. They put Daly as a wing left now. On third down and 13. Back to pass. Looking. Firing back over the middle. High and big hit by Mills to lay out Belleville.
Oh,
and the flag comes
in
late. They're going to say that hit came early.
I'm
going to say incomplete pass or they're going to say interference, or they may even say targeting. We'll see. That hit came very high. I thought he timed it well, honestly.
Yeah, I did too.
But now they're going to call pass interference. I thought it was a good defensive play there. Belleville falls on the sword there for the Panthers, taking a big hit. I thought Mills timed that well. But either way, the Panthers are going to gain a first down out of this. So pass interference. It's going to be a 15-yard penalty. First down. They'll march it off, and the Panthers will be out near the 40-yard line when this is all said and done. They'll spot it at the 38. P.O. checks out. O'Connor back in, and the Panthers set up with two tight ends on first and 10. Belleville to the right, Reeves to the left. From the 38-yard line, 2:44 to play here before halftime. Panthers lead 20-0. Give us to Daly, looking for room across the 40 out to the 41 for a gain of just 3. But Daly, 8 carries, 122 yards here into the first half.
Well,
Jake
no
Quinn
doubt,
on the tackle.
No doubt first half has been all Panthers so far. Oh, here we go. Hurry up, offense.
Yep, here we go. No huddle. They give it to Daly one more time. He cuts inside. He has himself a first down out to the 49-yard line. That'll stop the clock momentarily as he picks up 8 more, and I don't think Pencrest was any more ready than I was for no huddle. They are ready to go again, ready to snap. Reeves to the right. Belleville to the left with two tight ends. Panthers still with 3 timeouts, but they go up-tempo here. On first and 10 from the 49, this is O'Connor. First down carry goes to the 48 of Pencrest. Give him 3 on his first tote of the game. And now timeout Strathaven, and they'll talk things over. Well, we'll take a short timeout with them. Be back with score updates. Another score on the board over in Garnet Valley. Be back in just a moment to tell you about
tease,
that one. Well, we'll make them come back, Mike. Panthers in good shape here, too. Be back in a moment on HavenFootball.net.
Baby, it's cold outside.
When you need dependable heating oil or propane delivery or expert HVAC service and repair, there's only one company to call, Wilson. Wilson is a full-service, family-owned company that delivers real value for your fuel dollars. Wilson does this by helping you use less fuel with energy-efficient products and Wilson's home energy audits. Wilson can make your energy bills easier to manage with automatic delivery and a monthly payment plan. Give Wilson a call today at 888-607-2621.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
Second and 7 for Strathaven. Split end to the left is Chris Rossini. Panthers from the 48-yard line. Have a tight end to the right, Ethan Belleville. On second and 7. Back to pass, looking is Fisher. Has time, wheel route to the other side. It is caught by Daly. First down yardage and more inside the 30, down to the 23-yard line. Gain of 25, 26 yards as they'll put it down to the 22.
That was quite a pass. That's quite a play.
2 wheel routes tonight. Jake Fisher now 2 of 4 throwing it for 50 yards. 150, 149 to play here before halftime. First and 10 from the 22-yard line. Panthers on the move. Rossini in at split end. Under center is Fisher. Double wing. Motion man is Daly. They give it to him on the jet sweep. Looking for room. Has a nice wall in front of him. And he is tripped up by the ankles back at the 21-yard line. I think they'll give him the 20 as he fell forward. So a gain of 2, and he was oh so close to turning the corner there.
Yeah, I don't know whether somebody lost their block. Oh, they're moving again.
No huddle. 2 timeouts still for the Panthers. Second down and call it 7. From the 19, Fisher under center. Give on the quick hitter. This is Hussein right up the middle on another guard trap. inside the 15, down near the 11, and it'll be very close to a first down. I think he's going to be just shy, and they'll put it down at the 12. They'll stop the clock momentarily. 59.7 here in the second quarter. Strathaven leading 20-0. And I think the officials, they at least want to take a look. I don't know if they'll measure or not. Yeah, they will. They're going to bring the chains over, and the Panthers' offense is going to get a...
All right, so tell us what the score is already.
Free time out of this. All right, yes, right before we came out of that, before the Panthers started snapping the ball again, Garnet Valley has scored again. Danny Guy breaks through on his second touchdown of the night, 21-7 now. Garnet Valley on top of Haverford. Another long touchdown run for Jaden McKenzie of Springfield, 7-0 Springfield on top of Ridley. Radnor's defense has scored two touchdowns, and so it's 21-0 now over Harriton. 21-0, Radnor over Harriton, two defensive touchdowns. And now Daugherty has made an interception for the Jags. 43 seconds left in the half, and Garnet Valley with the ball again in good field position. Wow. So Garnet Valley looking to maybe break this thing open before halftime.
Meantime,
here,
yep.
20-0 already, and the Panthers looking for more.
And have a first down.
First and 10 from the 12-yard line, as Hussein just ripped off eight more yards. He's the fullback in the wing tee. They give it to Daly, looking for him off the right side. He cuts back to his left, and Daly inside the 10, down to the 5. That'll give him 7 yards and a timeout called by Strathaven. That's their second with 49.7 seconds left.
Well, they're managing the clock well. That's one of the things that Clancy tends to do well, and he's doing a great job of it now. He's really, you know, they're giving themselves every opportunity to make this now. They're at second and maybe 3 and down to 5. So they got 50 seconds on the clock. They've got two more downs to make a first down, and they're only 5 yards from the goal line. Not a bad combination of events to try to play football in.
Not at all. And Sean Daly, 11 carries, 139 yards here in the first half. Career high by far. His first two touches, if you're joining us late, went for 43 to set up the first touchdown run by Zach Hussein. A 42-yard run set up Jake Fisher's 11-yard touchdown. And, again, Daly's had another 21-yard run since then. So a couple of big gainers for the 170-pound senior. And here, second down and 3 from the 5. Now, Pencrest defense has been awfully tough in short yardage here tonight. Hussein's found some tough sledding here. T formation behind Fisher. 10 men in the box. On the delay, they run the sweep to Daly, and not much room this time. He's going to lose a couple. Mihalik shoots through and stops him back at the 7. Clock ticks. Loss of 2 on the play. It's going to bring up 3rd down.
Boy, tough defense and goal line stance for Pencrest. Boy, they are doing it well. All right, here we go again.
3rd down, and now timeout Pencrest. Yep, timeout Pencrest with 29.8 seconds. They want to make sure of things. So we'll keep it right here. We have an extended halftime tonight. We will keep things with some media bowl festivities. As we mentioned in the pregame, a joint effort from the cheerleading squads from both teams, along with the Rose Tree Colts, younger youth organization, youth football and cheerleading.
So, known as a feeder group.
Yep, they are feeding both high schools, really, Pencrest and Strathaven over the years.
For those who don't know, Pencrest is what, 5 miles, 7 miles, 6 miles, if that much?
Not even. I mean, if the borders touch. I mean, the school district-wise, again, you have Strathaven kids with a media address, of course. So we have, again, just right up the road here in 252. But, yeah, it's what, maybe 3-4 miles to the actual school building, right?
Right. It's not much.
Yeah. All right, here we go. 3rd and 5 for the Panthers from the 6. Fisher under center. Wing T, wing to the right. And they give on the quick hitter. The trap play goes nowhere this time.
Wow.
Hussein couldn't get it going. They stop him at the 5, and now timeout with 25 seconds left. It's going to be 4th down. For the Panthers, fourth down from the 5, 25 seconds left. Panthers now out of timeouts. And we'll see if Emmett Young's on for his first field goal attempt of the year, or do you go for it? All right, field goal, here it comes.
Here it comes, field goal.
All right, so they will line up. They'll snap it from the 5, and Emmett Young will attempt what should be about a 22, maybe 23-yard field goal. Into the wind, which is a little tricky, but at the moment, relatively still. All right, we'll keep it posted here. The Garnet Valley defense is swarming, but they've reached halftime 21-7. Garnet Valley will get the football to start the second half. We'll see there.
Everybody said Haverford's going to win that game. It should be an interesting second half.
Well, it's a tough night to throw the football. And if it's breezy here, you know it's twice as windy over at Garnet Valley on Smithbridge. Here we go. 20-0. Field goal attempt upcoming. Ball spotted. Kick is away. And Emmett Young pounds it through. Would have been good from 35 or 40 easily.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Young's first field goal of the season gives the Panthers a 23-0 lead. They'll kick it away with 25 seconds left before halftime, but we'll see what happens when we come back. Pencrest trying to dig out of a hole again here. 25 seconds to do it on HavenFootball.net.
High school basketball season is just around the corner, and DelcoHoops.com will be bringing you all the excitement and thrills of another season of Delaware County High School Hoops. We follow all the teams in Delco, and we pick our free Game of the Week broadcast to bring you the best live games right on the internet. We feature the best teams and the best games right through the PIAA championships. If you love high school basketball, you've got to check us out at DelcoHoops.com. High school basketball never sounded so good.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
25 seconds left on the clock here, but they're going to change it to 22 seconds now. 22 seconds to play here before halftime. Strathaven 23, Pencrest nothing. And for the moment, things looking good for the Panthers. They are going to have to play defense for 22 more seconds and play defense to start the second half. So Pencrest trying to get something going. Maybe it comes in the return game. Emmett Young, high end over end kickoff, is going to come down to Vince Brown at the 12. Ooh. Goes through his legs. He jumps back for it and now has a world of trouble in front of him. He's got nothing in front of him as the Panthers swarm quickly. Belleville, John Morris, and others stop him at about the 13-yard line. So maybe just give him two on the return after the fumble. And now just 13.4 seconds to play with and another Lions injury. Mm. Let's hope that this isn't a problem. That might be, it is Vince Brown who is the return man there. So with that in mind, we'll keep it right here. And just hoping for the best there for the junior receiver, Vince Brown. Pencrest, thinking ahead for them as well. A lot of the same teams still on or similar scheduler really to Strathaven. Right. They play Upper Derby next week, followed by Conestoga. They have Lower Merion, who Strathaven handled a few weeks ago, and then finish with Radnor. So, again, a lot of the same teams, and that's good news here. Vince Brown's going to be okay, walking off under his own power. That's excellent news right there. All right.
Now, if you were Pencrest with 13 seconds left in the game in the half, trailing 23-0, what you think you're going to do much, or are you just going to run it a few times and go from there?
I'm thinking they might – got the wind at your back.
Go for it?
I'd say, yeah.
I'd be so concerned about an interception. Yeah,
I would too. But Foster, P.O., Jais Davis in there at corner now. Panthers playing deep, 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 and instead they're going to give it to Mahalik. Mahalik looking for room off the right side, cuts inside, has some room across the 25-yard line. He'll be stood up at the 24, maybe. Well, we'll see. I think that'll stop the clock momentarily. 4 seconds left. Give Mahalik 11 on the carry. That's his best run of the night on what I believe will be the final play of the half. Pencrest will not get another play, and that will do it. 23-0, all Panthers here on their home turf tonight. An excellent 24 minutes for the Silver and Black. Coach Clancy will lead them into the locker room at halftime. Speaking of halftime, we're going to run a bunch of ads from our terrific sponsors and say thank you, thank you, thank you for keeping us on the air every week. We'll have the bands from both schools on at halftime. We'll have that background music while we chat scores from around District 1 and District 12. Back for a playoff preview or a tentative playoff preview, as best you can do it in week 6 of the season. But a whole lot to talk about at halftime, so we're glad you are joining us as the Strathaven Marching Unit gets ready to take the field. One of the highlights of our week here during the high school football season. So we'll be back in just a few moments. Stick with us. Glad you're joining us live or on the archive. Be back in a few on HavenFootball.net.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777. Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500. Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167. Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer and Pete Statman Fulginetti. Tonight's report is sponsored by Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident.
Welcome back to George L. King Field, where the Strathaven Panthers are really just putting it to the Pencrest Lions 23-0 at halftime. It's been all Panthers all the time. Pencrest has shown a few abilities to move the ball and some interesting plays, but, boy, just can't seem to put anything together or keep it consistent. Had some untimely penalties and just hasn't been able to get very far. Brian will have the stats for us. In the meantime, again, Pete Fulginetti is not with us tonight. Fell down, hurt himself, hurt his elbow, and he's icing it and trying to take care of himself and be ready for the Conestoga game. So that's what we'll be looking forward to with him. That'll be next week, obviously. In the meantime, we're watching a game that, you know, we said at the beginning before the game started that we were hoping that Haven was going to show just a dominance here. We didn't know what to expect because both teams have played basically a very similar schedule. You know, Garner Valley and Springfield are very tough teams. We both lost to those guys. They played, Pencrest played Harrington, beat them pretty soundly, as we did. And they've also played Marple Newtown, who we have not played yet, and they lost to them. So we didn't know what to expect, even though we're 2-3 and they're 1-4. But it's been very much, in the first half, a dominant performance, Brian, and I'm sure you have some things to add to that.
Yeah. I mean, the defense, just talking, I said this, I did catch up this morning with Coach Hollingsworth, and he felt like they had a good game plan as long as they contained the edges, and that a lot of that responsibility is going to fall to John Morris and Ethan Belleville at the outside backers or defensive ends, really. And those guys have stayed home. They've even made plays in pursuit from the backside of the play at moments. They've picked their spots, and Belleville with tackles for loss, Morris with a big sack late in the quarter that set up the last field goal. You know, they've done a really nice job with that front four getting pressure. Lee Holbert's had a big first half.
Yep.
Ryan Krause has made a couple nice plays. So the front four by themselves have done well.
And number 20, Kellen Mihalik, which is really the Pancrase key running back, just almost every time he's had the ball, had nowhere to go. He's made some nice plays, although really it's been Chris Mills, I guess. Chris Mills, yeah. and Chris Cello who've done the most.
Yeah,
I don't know what your numbers look like.
Yeah, Mihalik, 6 carries for 18 yards, but 11 of them on the last carry of the half when they were really
right.
just sort of melting the clock. So, you know, his first 5 carries went for just 7 yards. Mills went for 7, 9, 8, and 8 on his 4 carries. So, again, quarterback, keeper, that read option. With Mills, he's a tough runner. He's 190 pounds. He runs hard between the tackles. But they haven't gone back to it. There's been a platoon at quarterback, he and Cello, back and forth. Pancrase with 0 yards passing. It has not completed a pass in the first half.
Right.
And so just about 50 yards of offense and really just a tough, tough start for the Lions offense. So the Panther defense, as they had hoped, you know, pitching a shutout for the first 24 minutes, but really – we say bend but don't break. There's been very little bend even.
Yeah. No, you know, and the problem with a keeper option and things like that is they can be effective, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 times. But after a while, the defense kind of gets used to how they got to cover it, and suddenly you're not going to get the yardage out of it unless your execution is really sensational, which at this level generally is not. So, you know, it's fairly easy to counter. And if that's the only thing that's getting you yards, you've got a serious problem in your hands. They've thrown some passes, but the wind tonight, I think, has really messed up their timing. It's just the passes have really not been close. They've been, I don't know if they've been open receivers, but they certainly had a target, but the ball just sailed. They threw with the wind in both cases. On the other hand, Haven's been throwing the ball a lot, and which I tend to like. There was one play where he got sacked pretty badly for like 20 yards or something. But other than that, he's been throwing the ball nicely. Throwing it in the wind does not seem to bother him.
Yeah.
It's been pretty much on the mark. He is I would say, probably the most accurate passer I've seen with Strathaven that I can remember, period.
For a long time.
Yeah. And, I mean, you know, we've had people who could pass, but when you had the dominant teams we had.
Yeah. Fisher's been very good, and again, he had his troubles last week. 5 of 13, I think, is how he ended up with Scarlet Valley. They were covered. He was under heavy pressure most of the night, and again, in sort of desperate circumstances when you're down 2 or 3 scores. But he's had plenty of very efficient evenings. He's at about 50% throwing the ball on the season in terms of completion percentage. Tonight, you know, he'd be better than that. He's 2 of 5 on the stat sheet for 50 yards. He's connected on a wheel route to Daly and O'Connor on each side of the field. And the other 3 passes really could have been caught.
Yeah, Foster just has had one of those nights.
Just had a hard time squeezing it so far, trying to make a big play, and it just hasn't happened through the first half.
As is true with any athlete, but certainly true the younger you are, when you start to get the bugaboo and suddenly you come off the sidelines and I saw him retaping, and you know, you start to wonder what the heck is going on here. You know, one time, take your eye off the ball, you drop it, it happens, you know. Then you keep throwing to him because you want him to close on the ball, make the catch, and get his confidence back. And, of course, in that attempt to find that formula, that solution, he's now dropped 3 passes, all 3 of which he probably should have had.
Yeah.
And he knows it. So now every time they're going to throw him the ball, he's going to freak out, and he's got to get himself settled down. And hopefully we'll have an opportunity to throw it to him and get him to recover a little bit.
Well, if there's a night to have a bad night, for one guy to have a tough night, and it's not bad and we're only half done,
right.
When your team has a 23-0 lead, it's a little easier to swallow. And that 23-0 lead is due largely to the ground game, as it often is for the Panthers. But Zach Hussein, 12 carries, 58 yards, and 2 scores. Sean Daly, 12 carries, 137. Hasn't found the end zone just yet. And then you mix in Ebo Pio with 10 yards, Nick O'Connor with 3. Fisher's actually negative yardage on the stat sheet because of that 17-yard sack, but has an 11-yard touchdown run to his credit.
Right.
So he's been effective as well. All told, the Panthers nearing 200 yards on the ground in the first half. So to feel really good about that front five, plus the 2 tight ends, Reeves and Belleville. So
now we'll see what kind of adjustments Pancrase can make. But keep in mind, this is high school football. You can't, you know, in college and pros, you can go out and rewrite your game if you have to. But in high school, you know, maybe there's a play you can add you haven't run for a while. Maybe there's some slight formula changes you can do for the front blocks. But other than that, you're not going to come out with a whole different team. What you're hoping for is that somebody has seen something you hadn't caught before and take advantage of it. Certainly, Pencrest was able to make some kind of adjustment between the quarters and were able to move the ball. They just couldn't seem to keep the drive together for themselves. Had some difficult penalties and then some just muffed situations. So, you know, hopefully they'll come back and improve. We never like to see a game go into the mercy rule, which this could very well potentially happen if Pencrest doesn't find a way to stop the Panthers and or score.
So, Panthers leading 23-0 at halftime. The Pencrest marching unit doing a fantastic job. Or I'm just kind of watching and enjoying that in the background. Panther marching unit up next, and we're going to take a short time out, come back with some scores from elsewhere around District 1. We'll talk playoffs a little bit later during the extended halftime here. Terrific night for the Media Bowl. It's a Thursday night kickoff. Feels a little different, but always fantastic to be at George L. King Field. Glad you're joining us on HavenFootball.net.
After the game, don't forget to check out the best high school football website, HavenFootball.net. You'll be able to check scores around the Central League, as well as key teams throughout Pennsylvania in the PIAA system. HavenFootball.net for great game statistics and articles. If you're into Haven football or simply high school football, there is no better place to be than HavenFootball.net.
High school basketball season is just around the corner, and DelcoHoops.com will be bringing you all the excitement and thrills of another season of Delaware County High School Hoops. We follow all the teams in Delco, and we pick our free Game of the Week broadcast to bring you the best live games right on the internet. We feature the best teams and the best games right through the PIAA championships. If you love high school basketball, you've got to check us out at DelcoHoops.com. High school basketball never sounded so good.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field.
We didn't know who to take the call. We were both doing a halftime show. Yeah. We both paused. Who's doing
that's
this?
That's right. George L. King Field is now being overtaken by 400-plus students in the Strathaven Marching Unit. And like I said, it's one of the highlights of our week. Every week during the fall is watching this unit put on, as always, a tremendous show. If you have not been to a game in person, I'm not going to, even if you know nothing or care nothing about high school football, this is worth, the $5 price of admission.
Yeah, I was just going to say, this is where I do my plug. I said, folks, listen, you know, if you're listening to this broadcast, you're probably high school football fans, but there may be people in the household that aren't. And you know what? There is no better value in America today than a $5 ticket to a high school football game. It's got all the color and drama. Dress warmly because it's going to start getting a little cool. But the food, the parking is free. It's in your neighborhood usually.
Right. Yep.
So there's no big long ride home. You can grab dinner, which could consist of some pizza or a hot dog, some soda and everything else for easily under $5 a person. As a matter of fact, the tickets here sell for $5, and you get a $2 or $3 coupon off for pizza at Swarthmore Pizza. So the $5 you spend comes back. Most of it comes back anyway. And the color and the cheering and the carrying on. I mean, it's high school football. Is it a pro game? No, it's not a pro game. But you're a lot closer to the action for less than the price of what an alcoholic beverage would cost you at the vet. So, make an effort to come out. There's usually plenty of seats available. The seats are good. They're not real comfortable all the time. Bring a cushion. But it's a great way to spend a Friday night. And the whole thing is over in maybe two and a half hours. So, and you're home. So yep. There's nothing. It starts relatively early. You know, games are at 7 or 7:30. It is a great place to be. So if you haven't come to a game, make the effort. And, you know, if you live in another Providence or the Wallingford Swarthmore School District, and I think it's if you're over 65, you get a silver card, which allows you in every game for free.
There
not only but football, basketball as well, girls volleyball, all the good stuff. Keep you busy in the evenings and the afternoons for nothing.
Terrific. And from there, once you're in the stadium, here during home games, we are broadcasting live on the radio on Channel 88. So
right.
If you have an FM radio, you can listen to the play-by-play in color of
If you have an FM radio operation, you know, where you can get it on your smartphone, you can do that. The problem is if you listen through the internet, we are streaming. So it's like a 10 or 15 second delay. But we're telling people really don't mind. But obviously you're seeing the action and then we're calling it. So it's kind of excitement twice or depression twice, right, depending on what's happening on the field, obviously.
All right. Well, we do have scores from elsewhere around the Central League and District 1. Let's start with the Panthers' opponent next week. Conestoga at home tonight. They're at home next week when the Panthers visit next Friday. But Conestoga has yet to get on the board against Upper Darby. 29-0 midway through the second quarter. So Upper Darby on their way to mercy ruling Conestoga, or so it seems at the moment. Couple other scores from around the Central League. Matt DeGeorge is keeping us posted from Ridley and Springfield. It was scoreless after the first quarter. He said they're at halftime now. He said this is some of the worst offensive football I've seen in total.
Well, that's what we talked about.
He said there were 9 total first downs between the two teams. There were 9 total punts in the first half.
Wow.
Still, Jaden McKenzie has over 120 yards of total offense. He says every other living soul on the field has over 109. So McKenzie has found the end zone a couple of times for Springfield. 14-0 Cougars over Ridley. And Ridley fans are not used to a four-loss season, but they are on their way to their fourth loss tonight, as they've had trouble with Garnet Valley, with Marple, Haverford, and now Springfield. But I have to say, it's a tough Central League this year.
I was going to say, you're up against, you know, if we had to play all four of those teams, there's a good chance we would also have a four-season loss. I mean, those are tough teams. They're all going to be contenders. They're all very good football teams. And, you know, the thing that really should maybe count their blessings, apparently Springfield's having a difficult night putting their offense together. Can you imagine what the score would look like if they're having a good night?
Right, right. Elsewhere in the Central League, Radnor 28, Harriton nothing. So Harriton having their troubles. Radnor's defense has scored twice, and they've blocked a punt to set up a short offensive touchdown from there. So not great offense from the Red Raiders tonight, but the defense doing their part, and Harriton on the wrong side of a 28-0 score at half. Also at half, we mentioned it earlier, the big game over in Glen Mills tonight. Garnet Valley and Haverford both undefeated, both in really top eight position at the 6A level. Right now, Garnet Valley at halftime leads 21-7. They fell behind 7-0 after fumbling inside their own 10 and then have roared back with 3 touchdowns. Not surprisingly, Garnet Valley has not thrown a pass in the first half.
Yeah.
Everything on the ground. They are pounding away with Danny Guy and Matt Lassick, both of them about 80 yards rushing at halftime, and the Jags will get the ball to start the second half, so Haverford needs to turn it around pretty quickly over there in Glen Mills. Earlier today, this game has gone final. Marple Newtown 44, Lower Marion 13. So that's a final. Lower Marion falls to 1-5. Marple Newtown moves to 4-2 now. So a couple other scores now from around District 1. Big game up in the Suburban One Continental. 3-2 North Penn against 5-0 Central Buck South. It's all North Penn, 26-3 at halftime there. Hatboro Horsham 20, Quakertown 11, 22-11 late in the second quarter there. So Hatboro trying to go to 3-2 after a crazy loss last week, 41-40 to Upper Moreland.
How did they get 11?
11's 8 touchdown, 2-point conversion, and a field goal for Quakertown so
far. All right.
So Hatboro lost 41-40 to Upper Moreland last week. They went for 2 to end the game and could not convert and lose by a point. So the Hatters will get a rematch with Upper Moreland on Thanksgiving Day. But again, the Hatters at 2-2, they need a win tonight, and doing it over a 4-1 Quakertown team would certainly put them in pretty good spot at the 6A level. A couple other scores from up in the Suburban One League. Last we heard, Neshaminy trying to go to 5-1. They lead Abington 14-12. That's a little closer than expected for the moment, but hey, you never know. Pope John Paul is undefeated. They're playing winless Phoenixville, 14-0 at halftime. Pope John Paul at the 4A level. They're in the mix there with Interborough at 4A. We'll see. But Pope John Paul has really turned things around the last couple of years.
Well, and Pencrest happened to play them, you know, and I'm sure when they scheduled that, they didn't
Didn't think they'd have a tough game on their hands, and now it's and then, of course they lost to Pope John Paul, but I think they were surprised. And of course Pope John Paul now has come on to be a solid team this year.
Yeah, staying up there in the Pac-10. Well, it's not the Pac-10 anymore, but the Pac Pioneer Athletic Conference. Upper Perk 35 with a non-league 35-0 over winless Upper Marion. That game's going to Mercy Rule in the second half. Upper Perk trying to go to 4-2. They've had a couple of tough years as well, but I remember those Upper Perk teams that would come down here for early round playoff games back when it was four classifications. Panthers a 3A school. That 2010 Panther team with Thurman Fortune and Alex Heisey and Brian Downs and the big linemen with McCullough and Martin and those guys.
Well, your memory for names is amazing.
Fun team. And actually, I see Jake Morris is here.
Yeah.
He was a starter as a sophomore on that team at inside linebacker. But Upper Perk came down here, and that's a night that Alex Heisey just went off for, I think he had four touchdowns and 200 yards by halftime. Yeah. But in the meantime, the Upper Perk's turning around, ready to go to 4-2. Should they hold on to the 35-point lead there. Also in the Pac-10, a little bit of a surprise. Boyertown at home tonight. They play teams tough. They just haven't been able to turn things around or come out on top this year. They're sitting at 1-4, hosting 4-1 Perk Valley. It's 7-7 at halftime. So Boyertown scored shortly before halftime. They are knotted there. So good news that we've got some competitive games tonight. Some blowouts circumstances as well, but... Conestoga has just scored now before halftime, so 29-6 Upper Darby leads Conestoga. We'll keep you posted. Oh, one more from the Suburban 1. Pensbury 14, Ben Salem nothing. So Ben Salem at 4-1, a little bit of a surprise. Pensbury at 4-1, not so much a surprise, but just feels a little different that the Falcons are throwing the ball all over the place ever since Galen Snyder retired. They used to run a wing tee and just pound you, and now they're wide open and throwing it all over the place, and they lead Ben Salem 14-0 in a battle of 4-1 teams. And to start, Matt Smith has just tweeted, Garnet Valley methodically driving down the field. They are deep in Haverford territory to start the second half. Danny Guy has just punched in another 20-yard run, and it's 28-7 Garnet on top of Haverford. And that one is getting ugly quickly and falling apart quickly. So
on the field right now, both bands have joined together. We've got the black and white of and silver of Panthers, and then the red and gold sash of Pencrest with the black pants. So it's pretty interesting. As you can imagine, the field is full of people. I don't know what Pencrest group is, about 50, I guess, and then the 400 of the Strathaven. So it's nice color, though. They really interspread themselves kind of neatly. The red highlight looks good. So they're saluting, I think, Mr. Hans.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I know. It's always nice.
Just enjoying it.
Just enjoying it. You know, I'm on the radio, so I have to talk. But normally I would just sit back and enjoy this. So anyway, I guess let's go to our commercial break, which takes us to the second half, and we'll go from there.
We'll come back, and it looks like there'll still be some time on the clock here before the second half starts. We're going to give you a rough idea of what the 5A playoffs are looking like, and obviously still a lot more to come in the next month and a half. But in the meantime, be back for the second half action in just a few moments. Glad you're joining us on HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777. Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520. Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are Steve Tobbs, Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Wilson's for all your oil and propane needs right here in Wallingford. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner right in downtown Swarthmore. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Sandy McCulley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Berman's Medical Supplies, the medical supplies you need when you need them. Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back to George L. King Field, where we just watched a fantastic performance. The combined bands of Pencrest and Strathaven. That was just fantastic. So, again, just great work by Pat Murray, just taking over the marching band, and has Henry and plenty of other helpers with him, as always. And, again, tough loss over the summer as we paid tribute last week to Jack Hunts and in the first home game. But they are still fun to watch. Quick update. It is getting gone from bad to worse for Haverford. Haverford has thrown, I think that's now their third interception of the night, two of them from Kevin Doherty. And Garnet Valley with a 28-7 lead and the football in Haverford territory. That's getting ugly real quickly for Haverford. Now, second, quick look here. And, again, this is a very rough projection. I start doing playoff projections usually around week seven, just like, more official and doing some math involved. But
I might add, the PIA District 1 has really done a nice job on their chart.
They have just, this year is the best they've done as far as the timing of it and everything else. But they have put together a spreadsheet that is almost up to date to a point. They even have Marple Newtown at 4-2. They have that win that Marple Newtown had earlier this afternoon.
Right.
They have that in the win column. They, you know, the points and the bonus points, that'll have to be shuffled out after the rest of the weekend games.
Right.
But if the playoffs were to start today, Strathaven would be in. Again, the top 16 teams make it. Strathaven, with a 2-3 record, would be the 14 seed, and you'd be traveling up to Willow Grove to play Upper Moreland. This is obviously not necessarily going to be the case after 10 weeks of football, but right now, Unionville, Springfield Delco, and Upper Moreland all undefeated, 5-0. They're the top three seeds right now. A couple of 4-1 teams, Westchester Ruston, Chichester at 3-1, Marple now at 4-2, Bishop Shanahan 4-1. After that, you get into a whole bunch of 2-2 and 3-2 type teams, 2-3 teams. Academy Park 2-2, and about to start their league, their Del Valle season tomorrow. They play Chichester. So Academy Park and Chichester. Somebody's making a leap forward. Someone's taking a step back in the standings after tomorrow afternoon's game. Radnor at 3-2, and they're about to go to 4-2, it seems. They're hammering Harriton right now. Right. But Radnor plays some games in the early season that is in their favor. And again, 4-2, still some tough games on their schedule. Wouldn't shock me if they had maybe a 5 or 6 win season if I was projecting today.
Right.
Oxford, 3-2, but Oxford still with some tough games in front of them, namely a lot of those games in the in the Chessmont. And let me just see. That I felt like I had a look at them earlier today. Can't seem to find who they're playing tonight. So I will get you an update there. I'm sure I'll stumble. Oh, Sun Valley. So Oxford okay. and Sun Valley at 10-11 right now. Both at 3-2, they play each other tomorrow afternoon. So tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. So Oxford, Sun Valley, that, you know, teams are going to beat each other up. Speaking of beating each other up, Kennett and Great Valley, both at 2-3. Kennett, the 12 seed at the moment. Great Valley, the 17 on the outside looking in. The winner of that one probably going to be in good shape. And I would say Great Valley has played better in the last 2 weeks than they started. Wissahickon, you know, playing Upper Dublin tonight and will have a tough schedule, but they also have another Philadelphia Public League team is still on the schedule in the weeks ahead that I think they will handle. It wouldn't shock me if Wissahickon got to four wins. I think there's going to be a four-win team in the playoffs this year. Last year there was a three-win team in the playoffs. Yeah, it was Pencrest. Strathaven, the goal is 5-5, 6-4 might even get you a home game. And so if you take care of business tonight, you'll be at 3-3. If you take care of Conestoga next week, Upper Darby, let's see what happens. You know, that's a tough team, a tough game perhaps, but we'll see what happens. Now, again, Upper Dublin at 2-2 will only play 9 games. I think that's to their advantage. Mm-hmm. They have a bye week of sorts, but if Upper Dublin, you know, takes care of their business as I would expect, they'll probably have a 5-win season in the regular season. Here's the other one that I would love to see happen, and this is not to say that there's at the expense of any other team. Chester plays Glenn Mills tomorrow. Chester's at 2-3, have had their lumps in recent seasons. I would love to see Chester get a couple more wins in the course of the Del Valle season that starts this weekend. And, you know, if Chester could get a 4th or 5th win, that's a team that could sneak into the playoffs too. Great Valley not out of it by any stretch. Glenn Mills not out of it by any stretch. Pencrest, Glenn Mills especially. Glenn Mills, again, really a cast of new characters and new players every year, almost right. starting from scratch in their first 3 weeks with an entirely new team. They seem to be – nobody wants to play Glenn Mills in October, let's put it that way, and November. They just get better and better week after week with Coach Kevin Owens. So if Glenn Mills can get a fourth or fifth win, I think they will give somebody all they can handle in the early going too. Lower Marion, Westchester Henderson, Harrington, Upper Marion, Phoenixville, Westchester East, and Cheltenham. None of those teams with more than one win through the first 5 weeks are going to have some uphill sledding. So, anyway, fun to talk about. Whole lot more to consider, you know, after next week and certainly beyond. But after week 10, we'll know for sure what's going on. I'd like to send a quick shout to two of our listeners. We've got Nolan and Neela over in Garnet Valley tonight. It is a school night. It is almost bedtime. I'm just saying, it's 8:30. You might have quizzes tomorrow. I think you had them today, so maybe you guys should head to bed. But thanks for tuning in on havenfootball.net. And your Jaguars are doing well, too. Garnet Valley up 28-7 on top of Haverford tonight. Here, Strathaven up 23-0. We are ready for the opening kickoff of the second half. Emmett Young, high end over end kick's going to come down to Caleb Mahalik at the 8-yard line. Looking for room. Turns up the right sideline here. Has a corner momentarily, and he trucks a man at the 35-yard line, but John Francis hangs on and knocks him out of bounds at the 35. Good run by Mahalik to get the Lions set up for 1st and 10. So, back onto the field comes the offense. We'll see who's leading it, whether it'll be Chris Chilo or Chris Mills. As they rotated quarterbacks through the first half, it'll be Mills, 0-2 throwing it, 32 yards rushing. And here we go. Receivers split and slot to either side. Give inside to Mahalik, and he goes nowhere. Lee Holbert stacks him up immediately. Morris and Holbert stop him at the line of scrimmage for no gain. So 7 carries, just 18 yards. And, again, thanks again to our listeners over in Garnet Valley. If you've tuned out of Garnet Valley's big lead over Haverford right now, but Nolan, go to bed. It's 11:25 to play here in the third quarter. Opening drive of the second half here for the Lions. Mills in the shotgun is going to keep it himself on the draw. Up the middle across, not quite to the 40-yard line. Nice work there by the sophomore John Prochniak on the stop at the 39. Third down and 6 upcoming as Prochniak has filled in very nicely at inside linebacker. They like his instincts. He's around the ball. He makes plays. Again, 15 tackles last week against Garnet Valley in his first ever start at the varsity level.
Yeah, that's a heck of a way to start a game.
Yeah,
huh?
I mean, yeah, and have that big line running at you, but he stood in there. He was in position, good position, they felt like, all night. Receivers split to either side, slot to either side, give inside as to Mihalik, looking for room off right tackle. First down and more into the secondary he goes. He's undercut by Ibo Pio at the 48-yard line. But a 13-yard run for Mihalik, and Lions finding their sea legs here. First down conversion.
That was a nice run, by the way. It really was very effective. Great hole. And, you know, it's fun to watch these kids because they can be down by a lot, but, boy, there's no quitting. They're just going to keep running and doing what they need to do.
And it's fun. It's just the game itself is just fun. Here we go. Shotgun look again. It's Mihalik one more time. No, it's give inside. Keeping it himself is Mills, and he's going nowhere. O'Connor and John Morris stack him up at the 50. The officials will be kind for forward progress back to the 49, so he'll still lose 1 yard. Nice work by Morris and O'Connor on the stop. Excellent fake there. Mihalik carrying it out. Tripped into the line. Pensbury 27-7 now on top of Bensalem. That lead being stretched. Here 23-0 Strathaven. Second and 11 for Pencrest. From the Panther 49, two receivers to the left, one to the right. They come back to this weak side, to the right side, and John Morris is going to wrap up Mihalik for another loss. What a job by the front four, and Morris is having his best game of the season on defense. They drop him back at the 46, loss of five on the play. So John Morris, again, playing with that club on his left hand. He hurt that in the scrimmage in the preseason. He probably had been carrying the football a little bit more had it not been for the hand injury, but he's done a nice job at defensive end, even with just one hand to grip. So Mihalik loses five. Third and about 15. Back to passes Mills. Coming off the edges, Belleville, he's going to sling it. And incomplete. Nice work by Mills to get rid of it to avoid the sack. Vince Brown couldn't hang on to it with Ryan Krause all over him. But Belleville had a free shot coming off the edge and nearly got a sack. At any rate, incomplete. Fourth and 16, the punt team back on. Mihalik will await. Pencrest has run a fake punt every week so far. The Panthers can't sleep on this one.
Yeah, but this would not be a good spot to
do
that.
Daly and Foster await inside the 20. High snap, Mihalik gets it.
Ooh.
Wobbler off the side of his
get
foot
away,
is angling to the far sideline. It's going to roll down out of bounds at the 30. So 24 on the punt, no return. And the Panther offense takes over with 8:40 to play here in the third quarter, leading 23-0.
Well, they got a first down out of it, but they just couldn't maintain. And now the Panthers, if they want to really put this thing to bed, will take this ball and take 6 minutes off the clock and score in the meantime.
All right. See how the Panthers line up here. Tom Foster back in the game at split end. Springfield has stretched their lead on Ridley, 20-0, a 57-yard touchdown run for Jaden McKenzie. Here, motion man is O'Connor from right to left. On first down, the give is to Hussein off the left tackle, and he's going to dive his way out near the 40. I think they'll mark him just shy of a first down, but give him nine on his first catch, or first carry, rather, of this second half.
I tell you, he squirted. He was stopped for just a second, broke. I think somebody had his leg, broke through that, and then picked up 8 more yards.
All right. 8:15, 8:14 and counting to play here in the third. Reeves tight end to the left. Tight end right. Belleville to the left. Wing T behind Fisher on second and inches. Gives to O'Connor, who sheds a tackle in the backfield, slips out of another one, and I think he's going to have a first down. Mihalik had a free shot at him at the 35, missed block, but O'Connor picks up a yard and a first down. Good work there. Coach Clancy stomping around over here. He is frustrated.
Well, there was just some bad. Somebody missed a block. Mihalik couldn't have gotten in there that quickly without being missed.
Eight in the box for Pencrest. First and 10, Strathaven from their 40. Give it to Hussein and looking for room. Bounces off to the left side. He's straight up the middle, carrying people across the midfield stripe to the 47-yard line. 12 more for Zach Hussein and the defense for Pencrest, who did honestly quite well keeping Hussein in check for the most part in the first half, holding him to about 5 yards a carry. Have given up 21 on his first two touches of this second half. First and 10 from the 48. Fisher under center, two tight ends. Gives to O'Connor, looking for running room. He cuts back to his left now. He explodes into the secondary. Great block from Reeves. 30, 25, 20. Nick O'Connor inside the 10 to the 5. Dives to the end zone for a touchdown. Nick O'Connor's first touchdown of the year comes from 48 yards. Tremendous pancake block from Reeves in the secondary. And the Panthers have stretched their lead to 29. What a cutback from O'Connor.
That was terrific. Just terrific run.
Emmett Young on for the extra point. Panthers kept it on the ground the whole way. A 70-yard scoring drive. Jake Fisher to hold. Snap is a good one. Ball spotted. Emmett Young boots it through. 30 to nothing. Strathaven, 7:23 to play here before the end of the third quarter. So the Panthers, they get their stop. They get their score. Defense coming back on the field in a moment. Glad you're joining us live on the archive. You're listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.com.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
A 48-yard touchdown run for Nick O'Connor. That is the longest touchdown run of the season, a career long for O'Connor. And the Panthers lead it 30 to nothing after a 70-yard scoring drive to start this third quarter. 7:23 to play in this third. Pencrest trying to get something going. Young has it teed inside that right hash again. Mahalik stands deep with Brown and Antonelli. End over end kick's going to come to Mahalik on a hop, who picks it up, juggles momentarily, but grabs it at the 6. Looks for room up the middle, cuts out to his left, and Evan Blake turns him outside. Belleville and Blake swarm him at the 15-yard line. Good pursuit by the Panthers. The freshman, Evan Blake, down there, along with the defensive end, Ethan Belleville, who's going to need to come off here. Looks like his helmet needs some attention here. Dan Reeves going to check in at defensive end. And let's see who starts here at quarterback for Pencrest. They've been rotating thus far. All right, that's Chris Cello. Empty backfield this time. Three receivers to the right, two to the left. They fake it to Cosgrove, and Chilo's going to keep it himself off the left side. Tries to turn the corner. O'Connor slings him out of bounds on the far sideline. Give Chris Cello seven. Or, I'm sorry, two on the play.
Two. Hey,
I meant to say 17, and I got going a little too fast there. All right. Three carries for 4 yards for the senior quarterback. Reeves checks out. Belleville back in at defensive end. Second down and 8. Three receivers to the right, two to the left. Cello again. Back to pass this time. Looking. Has time. Dumps it over the middle on a shallow cross. Mahalik has it across the 25. Turns upfield. First down yardage, and he's slung out of bounds by number 5, Sean Daly. But give him the 27-yard line, gain of 10, and a first down, first completed pass of the evening for the Lions. Like the pocket, and I like the play call. Take everybody deep, yep, and then run the shallow cross
and
underneath.
Boy, he had plenty of room. I mean, they can run that all night long until they shut it down.
Clock ticks, 6:44 and counting to play here in the third. 30 to nothing, Strathaven. Two receivers to either side. Give is to Mahalik, and he's going nowhere this time. He may even lose a half yard. Lee Holbert comes up holding the football, but they're still going to keep it at with Pencrest. Holbert's been awfully tough at defensive tackle tonight.
No gain on that one.
Second down and 10 on Mahalik's 10th carry of the evening. 26 yards for the senior. That's been it. But we know he has breakaway speed if they give him enough room, so the Panthers still have to be careful here. Mahalik stands on the left hip, on the right hip, rather, of Chilo, who is in the shotgun. Two receivers either side. Chilo back to pass, looking, scrambling, has eyes downfield, still looking, fires back, and is nearly intercepted in and out of the hands of Nick O'Connor. Oh, he'd like that one back. Had his hands on it at the 38-yard line, couldn't squeeze it, and it brings up third down and 10. So we'll keep you posted on updates from around District 1 here.
Well, the close
game. Valley had an 18-play drive that ended in a missed field goal.
Ooh.
So still 28-7 there.
18-play drive, which is going to be eating up time.
That's right. They lead 28-7 over there.
The good games we were hoping for really didn't materialize tonight. They just kind of overwhelmed them.
Radnor has scored again, 41-0 now over Harrington. Here, 30-0 Strathaven. Three receivers to the left of Chello on third down and 10. He's back. He's looking. Pressure up the middle coming from Holbert. Fires over the middle and incomplete. Ooh, threw a wounded duck there. And some extracurriculars after the play there. Ibo Pio picked up the ball on one hop and took a hit for it from one of the Pencrest receivers. At this rate, though, Panthers will take their fourth and 10 after another good defensive stand. And Daly and Tom Foster await the punt. Mahalik on to kick it again. Mahalik awaits the snap at his 14-yard line. Its snap is a good one. Steps into a low line drive kick. It's going to go off to the left and roll towards the Pencrest sideline near the midfield stripe. And they're going to put it right there for a 23-yard punt. No return. Well, the Fords are on the board again, 28-13 now. Extra point failed, but 28-13. Haverford is cut into the Garnet Valley lead, but 9:57 to play in the fourth quarter. Garnet with the football. My guess is they're going to keep it on the ground and try to melt that clock.
They never run another 18 plays. That will be the end of that.
Here, Jake Fisher in the offense, back on the field, leading 30-0. A touchdown would put this into a running clock circumstance. Wing to the left is Sean Daly. Two tight ends in front of Fisher. And there's going to be a flag pre-snap here. I think the right side of the Panther line flinched here. False start is indeed the call. It'll be first and 15 from their own 45 now. So the Panthers, again, 8 days from now on the road, 7 o'clock kickoff at Conestoga. So we'll be up there at Teamer Field. And it's been a few years since we've been up there, Mike.
Yeah, we're going to be outside. They apparently have no room in their booth, so we're going to set up outside and hope the weather holds.
All right, we will do that indeed.
Otherwise, we'll be under plastic.
We've been in worse circumstances
there.
Yes,
we have.
So we'll be fine. So at this rate, Panthers will be happy to just come out of this one with a win and see what happens. We'll worry about next Friday.
That's right.
Foster back into the game on first and 15. Give is to the fullback, Zach Hussein, to the 49. Give him 4 on his 15th carry of the evening. 83 yards and 2 Panther scores for number 35. Second down and 11 from the 49 as the clock ticks. 5:22, 5:21 and counting. To play here in the third, Panthers leading by 30.
For those who do look for our stats will not be posted until Saturday. Tomorrow's a work day for everybody, so we can't get it done.
Split end to the left, Tom Foster. Double wing. On second down and 11, Fisher back to pass, looking, firing, deep down the near sideline. Foster is out there and incomplete. Excellent coverage by Beneke that time. Tried to go with a fade down the near sideline. And
he's just covered.
Just very good coverage, yep. Nice work there by Nick Beneke, just a junior, 5'11", 155-pounder at the corner. Brings up third down and 11. See what the Panthers can draw up here. Tom Foster without a catch thus far. That has been targeted maybe 4 or 5 times tonight. One resulted in an interference penalty, which was turned out to be a big play. But here, he's split to the left, rather. Motion man is O'Connor from right to left. Back to pass is Fisher. Looking. Good protection momentarily. Now they're coming, and they've got him drapped up again. Second sack of the evening for the defense. It's Chris Cello again. His second sack drops Fisher all the way back at the 36. Loss of 13 on the play. And the Panthers will punt.
And he had a couple guys open. He just couldn't see them.
There's some good size at defensive end there. Antonelli at 6'3". Had two blockers double teaming him there. But, yeah, Fisher trying to get outside of the pocket. Just couldn't turn the corner. So they lose 13. Ryan Krause on to punt. Snap is a good one. Krause steps into it. Wobbler, short kick. It's going to take a hop at the 40. Takes a Strathaven roll inside the 35, inside the 30. Still rolling. Down to the 26. Down to almost the 25 before Ebo Pio picks it up. So, 39, call 38 on the punt. No return. And the Lions will take over with 4:04 to play here in the third. So, Pope John Paul ready to go to 6-0. They lead Phoenixville 28-0. Abington trailing the Chamonix by only 21-20.
That's a good game.
That is. Abington trying to go to 3-3 if they can somehow find a lead there. Chris Mills back into the game at quarterback. Two receivers to either side. He's going to keep it himself. Quarterback draw up the middle. Looking off that left side. Steps out of one tackle and is stopped at the 31-yard line by number 5, Sean Daly. Gain of 5 for Mills on first down. Brings up 2nd and 5. 40 yards rushing for Mills on 7 carries. He's the leading rusher tonight for the Lions, who still are under 100 yards of offense with 3:38 to play here in the third quarter. Mills in the gun. 3 receivers to his right. They fake it to Mahalik, and he's going to keep it himself. Did not like the read that time. Not that Mahalik would have had much more room, but 3 black jerseys in front of him, and they'll stop him at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, the only chance he had was if he had faked, if the potential handoff had faked him out and they had taken off, but that's highly unlikely.
All right, here we go. Upper Dublin on top of Wissahickon, 34-7 at this point. So Wissahickon about to come back to earth a little bit. Here, 3rd and 7. Mills with 3 receivers to the right, and let's see. Motion before the snap. I don't know if the Panthers initiated that or if somebody on the line flinched. I think you're going to get encroachment against the Panthers. We'll see. Wait for their officials to signal as they come towards here, and you do get encroachment offsides. 3rd down and 2 after they march off 5. Third and one, really. So Panthers give them a free 5 and made things a little bit tougher on themselves. I'd be stunned if you saw anything but Mahalik or Mills with the ball in their hand. Still in the shotgun. 2 receivers to either side. Mills takes a high snap. He's going to keep it himself, and he has himself a first down. Or is that, did they sneak Chilo in there? No, they went direct snap. Okay. I was going to say, it looked like a different body coming through there. Mahalik on the direct snap. He picks up a yard and the first down. Prochniak on the stop for the Panthers. Clock continues to run. 2:30, 2:29 and counting to play here in the third quarter. Strathaven 30, Pencrest nothing. Panthers trying to keep the Media Bowl trophy in the case across the street here rather than sending it up 252 for a few miles. 2 receivers either side. Mahalik is the fullback on the left hip and runs into Prochniak, who hangs on and makes the stop along with Ryan Morris at the 42. Gain of 5 for Mahalik. So, again, this is Pencrest has had their moments moving the ball and just haven't been able to sustain, Mike.
Well, I think the Panthers are just kind of happy to let the Pencrest just kind of, you know, get to 2 and 3 yards, maybe get a first down, hold on to the ball for 5 or 6 minutes, and just stop them at some point, force the punt, and just take the ball back. We'll see what happens. We only got 1:30 left in the
second
third
and 5. Mills is back. Heavy pressure, and now it dumps it underneath on the screen pass. Mahalik with some running room. Into the secondary he goes, explodes across the 40, and he's tripped up at the 39. Touchdown saving tackle by Ivo Pio. That ball was awfully close to being intercepted. Instead, give a 19-yard completion to Mahalik, his second catch of the night. Mills' first completion of the night. And first and 10 now for Pencrest. They go no huddle.
Yeah.
Mills with two receivers to either side. Gives to Mahalik. Off left tackle, cuts inside, and he's tripped up at the 35. A 4-yard gain, Prochniak on the stop. Do they go no huddle again here? Let's see. Jaden McKenzie for Springfield, 11 carries, 249 yards. He has touchdown runs tonight of 72, 57, and 79. Springfield all over Ridley right now. Here's second and 6 for Pencrest. From the 35, Mills is back. Looking. He wants it all. Deep down the far sideline. Has a man out there, and it's excellent coverage. Knocked away by Chris Rossini down near the goal line.
Who's out there? 8?
Yep. Antonelli and Rossini with the jump ball near the goal line. Rossini in excellent position. I think Antonelli did well to knock that away, or Rossini's probably picking that off. Third down and 6 from the 35. So, see what they come up with here. 4 down territory. It wouldn't shock me to see if they can keep this on the ground. Mills or Mahalik maybe on the read option. From the 35, they give to Mahalik straight up the middle. He's going to drive his way into Prochniak, who then drives him backwards. We'll see. It's going to be 4th down as they mark him shy of the 30-yard line. Gain of 4 for Mahalik on his 14th carry. He has just 40 yards. 4th and 2 upcoming. Clock ticks, 25, 24, 23 seconds to play in the third. Pencrest trying to keep the drive moving. Andrew Pigeon, first-year coach, sends in the play. 4th and about 2. Cosgrove is the fullback. Mahalik takes a direct snap. He goes up the middle, and he's going to be stopped. It's going to be close. He'll be very close.
Ooh.
Panthers were ready for that. The direct drove in Mahalik. They went wildcat there, and I don't know. He's going to be – we've come to the end of the third quarter, and I don't know if they're going to measure this before or they're going to say first down Pencrest. He got it by an inch. So Panthers with a 30-0 lead. They've added to it in the third quarter. Now the defense trying to pitch the shutout. Be back for the final 12 minutes regulation in just a moment. Be back for fourth quarter right here on HavenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
Fourth quarter action here at George L. King Field. Strathaven up 30-0. Brian Carroll bringing play-by-play. Mike Mayer doing the color commentary, engineering, and everything else on HavenFootball.net. We miss you, Pete. Pete Fulginetti out of the action tonight, but we'll see him back in 8 days. One other quick update from Springfield. Jaden McKenzie has just intercepted a pass, returned it 28 yards for a score. I'll come back to that in a moment. Here, first and 10. Give is to Caleb Mahalik for Pencrest across the 30 and not much else. Maybe a yard or two as Prochniak and Holbert wrap him up. John Morris in on the stop as well. Jaden McKenzie, by my count, just off the top of my head here, he has 4 defensive touchdowns by himself through 5.5 weeks. He returned a fumble against Strathaven. He returned one against Conestoga. He returned one last week over Pencrest. And now he has an interception return for a touchdown against Ridley tonight. He has 4 total touchdowns in that game, 4 against Strathaven. He is a scoring machine. 2nd and 8. Back to passes, Mills. Looking. Under pressure from Belleville. Flush to his right. Eyes still downfield. And Belleville will track him down. They drop him back at the 32-yard line. Loss of 4 on the play. Belleville, good speed to track him down. It'll be 3rd down and 12. Sack for Belleville, who's come close a couple of times tonight. Loss of 5 on the play.
Mills got up a little,
yeah, that's
a little slowly, too.
They're going to move it back to the 31. Brings up 3rd down and almost 12. 10:45 and counting to play here in the fourth. Two receivers either side, pistol formation this time. Mills looking, going to float it out to his left to Mahalik, looking for some blocking, ooh, looking for room. He's going to be undercut nicely by Tom Foster. Good tackle by Tommy in the open field there at the 26-yard line. They're going to give him the 25, and it'll bring up fourth down and about five. So Mahalik has been the receiver of all three catches tonight for the Pencrest offense. 35 yards passing between the two quarterbacks. All 35 of it to Mahalik, who also has 40 yards rushing to his credit. Fourth and five from the 25. Pencrest trying to get something on the scoreboard here. Two receivers to the left, to the short side of the field, three to the right. Mills is back, looking, is going to step up, has some running room. Across the 20, he has a first down, and he tumbles down to the 15. Send everybody down the field and give your quarterback a little bit of room. Panthers track him down, Ryan Krause, Nick O'Connor, and others, after a gain of 10. First and 10, Pencrest. They're knocking on the door, Mike.
Yeah, well, listen. This is the kind of thing where the amount of time being eaten up. They started this drive with 4 minutes left in the third quarter. We're now at just about 9.5 minutes in the fourth. So, you know, it's nice to have a shutout, but that's not – nobody counts shutouts. It's just good for your ego.
First and 10 from the 15. Two receivers to the right. Slot is Vince Brown. Split is Sam Sav. Two to the left as well, and back to pass is Mills. First and 10 from the 15. Belleville, heavy pressure again. Mills steps away from it, and he's got room off the right side. Across the 10, P.O. and others track him down, but he's going to dive near the goal line. Let's see. No signal yet. Is he in, or is he out of bounds, just shy? They're going to put the football down at the 4. They're saying he stepped out of bounds at the 4, maybe 3-yard line. Great job by Mills to avoid a sack, first of all, and then still pick up 12 yards there on the scramble.
Two or three Panthers had good shots at him, and he just dodged around them and just wouldn't go down and kept going.
No quitting the Lions here. 9:07 to play here in the fourth. Mahalik and Cosgrove stand in the backfield. No quarterback in there. Likely going to go direct snap here to Mahalik, and it's a high snap off his hands. He's going to fumble it, juggles, scramble for it, and Ethan Belleville's on it back at the 21-yard line. Well, Wildcat formation went sour for the Lions, and Belleville wreaking havoc in the backfield. Had a sack on that possession and now a fumble recovery, and the Panther offense back in business. Quick update from over in Glenn Mills. Garnet Valley turned the ball over on downs at the Haverford 2, but they had the ball for more than 8 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
28-13 Garnet Valley with just 1:37 to play.
That's what we said.
Yep. There we go. Panthers trying to melt some clock themselves. They're up 30-0 here. They'll snap it from their own 21-yard line, first and 10, and the Panthers flinch. Well, Panthers got going a little early, and it'll be first and 15. So if there's one thing to fix tonight for the Panthers, your defense has been good. Your blocking up front's been good. You've spread the ball around to different ball carriers for big gains. But they have had some silly and sloppy penalties.
Yeah, really, really just not concentrating on what they need to do. And in a game like this, that's good. Get it out of your system because you can't play good teams like this.
Zach Hussein checks out at fullback. Into the game now at fullback, John Morris. P.O. alongside of him. Nick O'Connor, wing to the right. On first down, the give is to P.O., looking for some running room. Cuts back, and look out. Foot race now. P.O., 50, 45, 40, and the super sophomore will go 84 yards to pay dirt.
No flags.
No flags indeed. And with 8:52 to play in regulation, the Panthers have turned this into a running clock. 94 yards rushing now for P.O. on just 4 carries, 84 of it right there. His first varsity touchdown, and that was a fun one.
Yeah, that was something that you, when you find all that green in front of you, when you're back that far on your own side of the field, that's a great feeling.
I
would have run out of breath at around the 30, but that's okay.
He has some magic. And one cut right there, well blocked, one cut, and he has the speed to run away from people. Extra point up and good. 36-0. Strathaven on top. We're going to have a running clock when we come back. Glad you're joining us live or on the archive. We're right here on havenfootball.net.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
8:52 to play here in the fourth quarter, and we'll now have a running clock. Evo Pio goes 84 yards for the score, one play after Ethan Belleville's fumble recovery. And now the only thing stopping the clock will be timeouts and scoring plays. Emmett Young. End-over-end kick's going to come down to Caleb Mihalik. Mihalik across a 15-20, up the right hash, cuts back to his left, makes a man miss, and then is swarmed under at the 20, call it 6, 26-yard line, we'll say, for now, till they spot it.
Uh-oh.
And uh-oh is right. Not good here. Is this Mihalik that's down?
He's had a long night.
All right. Timeout on the field. We're going to take a short timeout with him, and we're going to hope for the very, very best here if this is Caleb Mihalik, leading rusher for the Lions. So we'll take a short timeout. Not going to speculate any more than that. Be back in just a moment. Injury timeout on the field here at George L. King, but Strathaven in control on havenfootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Good news there for the Lions and for everybody. Caleb Mihalik off the field under his own power there after being shaken up on the kick return. So, Panthers with some substitutions on the defensive side of the ball. Luke Healy in at inside linebacker. Arian Ford at corner. Zane Mazur in at free safety. And now it's Chris Chilo right up the middle on first down. He's tripped up there after a gain of maybe 5. We'll see where they spot it. Second down and about 6 upcoming. Also in the game is Chris Tagliaterra for the Panthers. Second down and 6. Panther defense. They send Jais Davis to the near sideline at corner. Three wide receivers. Give inside. It is to the halfback and pushing his way across the 35-yard line is stand-up young man. Substitutions now as well. That was Mihalik right back in the game. I was going to say, I didn't expect to see him again, but he's back in there. A little bit hobbled.
Yeah,
I would think. Up third down and 2.
I would think they just sit him. What's the point?
So, gain of 4 for Mihalik. 15 carries, 44 tough yards. He has 35 more receiving tonight. Third and 2. It's faked to Mihalik. Throw to the outside. Incomplete. Chilo had a man at the first down marker in number 8, Giovanni Antonelli, but underthrew it, and it's going to be 4th and 2 now from the 35. Nick O'Connor checks out. Perry Soucy in the game at outside linebacker.
A little early just not to punt it, isn't it? I mean, I know you're not going to. Well,
yeah, I would say. Well. 7:04, 7:03 and counting to play here. Running clock circumstance. Three receivers to the left. Give is to Mihalik off the right side. He's going to be hit hard, but he's got himself a first down. Needed 2, got 3. Soucy Gunn and others in on the stop. Checking in the game is number 61, Brian Boyer. Checks in for Matt Doughty. So Boyer in at defensive tackle alongside of Chris Tagliaterra. Dan Reeves at defensive end. First and 10 from the 38. Snap goes to Cello, who's looking, has time, fires over the middle. It is complete underneath coverage, and this is Vince Brown up the near sideline, 50, 45, 40, and he is slammed down by Gunn and Zane Mazur, but not before he picks up the 36-yard line. Lions pick up 28 right there, first grab of the night for Brown. Nicely done. Good protection there as well, Mike.
Yeah, it really was a nice pass. Great speed around that corner like that. It really looked very impressive.
Panthers getting some snaps for the second team defense. Evan Blake in there as well. That outside linebacker, the freshman, is lined up across the formation with Tripp's right. Looking is on the draw here as Chilo, and he is tripped up by Blake. Nicely done there by the freshman to jump up and make a stop at the 33-yard line. Gain of just 3 for Chilo that time. 11 yards rushing on 5 carries for Chilo. Radnor has gone final. They blank Harriton 41-0. They are 4-2, but Radnor travels to Ridley next week.
Ridley's going to be
Ridley
one
will be
team.
Ready to do something different.
Yeah.
Garnet Valley has gone final. They win 28-13 over Haverford. Here on second down and 6 is Chilo up the middle. Soucy and others on the stop after a short gain. Maybe 2 more. It's going to bring up third down and about 5. So Jaguars move to 6-0. That's a big win over a undefeated team, and
absolutely,
they are in the driver's seat along with Springfield in the Central League. So Garnet Valley Springfield in a couple weeks. That's
going
to be fun. Garnet Valley Marple is going to be a tough one next week as well. 3rd and 4. Chilo back to pass, looking to his left. Has time, under pressure now from the backside. He's going to let it fly to the near sideline, and it is. What a great grab by Vince Brown, going high inside the pylon. He wins the jump ball, and the Lions are on the board with 4:50 to play in regulation.
I thought that ball was well overthrown, and that leap and catch was simply terrific.
30-yard connection. Chilo to Brown. Brown with 58 yards receiving on that drive alone, a 28-yard grab, and then 30 for the score. Nice job by Chilo to avoid the rush and throw that rolling left as a right-handed quarterback. That's a long throw to make on the dead run. On to attempt the extra point, Kevin Mills. Mills, high snap, kick is away, and Mills pounds it through. 37-7 now as Pencrest drives the field, and the Panther offense will get another crack at it. And the Panthers still having some fun on the sideline. Lee Holbert enjoying the sounds of the band right now, and why not? So you know what? Let's keep it right here. We got Panthers' second team offense will be back on the field here momentarily, so we'll give you some ideas on some substitutions. But Chilo to Brown with 4:50 to play here in the fourth quarter. I'll tweet that out, Mike, if you want to give some insight here on what you would hope to see from the second team offense.
Well, second team, look, just ball control. Don't do anything silly. You know, hold on to it. Grab the ball. The defenders on Pencrest are going to be trying to rip at the ball, obviously, try to get the ball back. They're not going to win this game, but if they could put some more points on the board, that would make them just as happy. So, you know, that's what they're going to be looking for, and that's what I would do, certainly, if I was defensive coordinator for Pencrest. Just get the ball and try to get it back to us. Let's try to score again. But all in all, here we go with another kick. Well, it's only been the second time Pencrest has kicked off since the beginning of the game.
Mills has been a spectator most of the night. This one in and out of the hands of Ebo Pio. He juggles it but picks it up at the 11-yard line. Looking for room up the left hash, and Pio explodes again up the left sideline at the 40, 45, dances away from one man and across the midfield stripe to the 48-yard line, and the longest kick return of the season for any Panther will give them the ball across the midfield stripe. 49-yard line is where we stand. So Coach Clancy's going to call timeout. Get the offense squared away, and we'll take a short timeout with them. Be back in just a moment. Glad you joined us live or on the archive right here on HavenFootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back. Fourth quarter action. Strathaven 37, Pencrest 7, and the second team offense on the field now. First and 10 for the Panthers at the Lions' 49-yard line. Jaice Davis in at quarterback, Perry Sosie in at halfback. John Prochniak is the fullback. Two tight end set, Blake to the right. We'll have to see who's over there on the left, and we'll get to the rest of the line in a moment. On first and 10, Davis under center. Sends Perry Sosie in motion. They give it to Prochniak off left tackle, and he is tripped up after a gain of 4. A couple other substitutions on the line. Jack Henry, Jake Shaw, Matt Dowdy in on the offensive line, along with number 54, Alex Shahadi. Arian Ford checks out of the game, has the second tight end. Second down and 6 as Prochniak caught 4 on his first carry of the evening. Clock ticks. Will be near 4 minutes when they snap it. Jaice Davis under center from the 45. Hard count. Give off to this near side. This is John Francis, who hops over one man, still on his feet. He'll be stopped at the 43-yard line. So Francis picks up a couple. Brings up third down and 3. So Panthers a little banged up this week. Were not able to play a JV game against Garnet Valley on Monday, which in some ways not only helped them health-wise with only about 14 healthy bodies, but it gave them an extra day of practice of sorts right in a short week, and it showed up tonight. Here, third down and about 4 from the 43. Davis under center. Turn gives us to Francis, who has some room. And John Francis off to the races. Down the near sideline, stiff arm, 20, 15, 10. And Johnny Francis, first varsity touchdown as well. 43 yards down the sideline. He has some wiggle coming through that line as well. He and Ebo Pio are going to be fun to watch in the weeks and years ahead. The freshman goes from 43. And the offense cashes in one more time.
Man, that was a nice run. And I'm getting to the point now where I'm feeling very badly for Pencrest. It's always tough when that happens.
On to attempt the extra point, Emmett Young trying to put the 44th point on the board here. Snap is a good one. Ball spotted. Kick is away. Emmett is up and good. 44-7. Strathaven on top. We'll take a short timeout. Be back in just a moment. Pencrest trying to get something else going here. Had a touchdown their last drive. See what they can do with 3:14 left on havenfootball.net.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. With extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
3:14 to play here in the fourth quarter. Running clock circumstance, but doesn't run on scoring plays, and ever since the Panthers scored that extra touchdown, it's stopped a few times. They've traded touchdowns here. P.O. goes 84. Chilo to Brown for 30 yards and a score for Pencrest, and now John Francis, his first varsity score, goes from 43 yards out. The Panthers, by my count, are well over 350 yards on the ground tonight. Emmett Young tees it up. Kicks it away again. High end over end kick's going to take a hop, and this is Cam Vaughn who's going to pick it up at the 14-yard line. Vaughn up the left hash, spins away from one man, and then is banged down at the 30-yard line. So the Panther defense back in there. See if they can come up with one more stop. Zach McFetridge in on this tackle, along with Chris Rossini on special teams. Upper Darby has gone final. They knock off Conestoga 35-6. So the Panthers will be dealing with a wounded animal next week. So yep. Conestoga looking for to turn things around on their home field next Friday, and the Panthers will have to be ready for that one. Can't rest on their laurels even after a fantastic performance tonight.
Oh, never take them for granted. These kids, they all play for real. Oh, yeah. I mean, they don't care how bad they're losing and how many games they've lost. They want to win.
Zach Geary into the game now at defensive end for the Panthers. Pencrest, 2:36 and counting to play here in the regulation, and we've got a motion before the snap. All right, into the game now at quarterback, number 10, Nick Beneke, the junior. Beneke he's been in the secondary all night, he's had some nice plays, nice tackles, but he's in there for the first time on offense. So substitutions.
I'm glad to report that I am sitting here in the booth in my shorts and short-sleeve shirt, and I'm getting chilled here.
Yes. It is feeling like fall. Yep. Finally. All right. Here we go. On first down, the give off the right side, and then Gunn and Shahadi put an end to that very quickly.
Who ran
That's
it?
Cam Vaughn, number 30 on the tackle.
Who was there?
So no gain on the play. No, I'm sorry. Where are they putting it? They're
30.
Back to the 30. All right, yep. So that's back to the original line of scrimmage there after the five-yard penalty. Clock ticks, 1:46 and counting to play here in regulation. Pencrest will fall to 1-5 after tonight. Panthers even their record at 3-3 and really, truly control their own destiny now for a playoff berth over the next four weeks. Beneke turns, gives to the fullback, and nothing doing this time. They'll be lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage as a number of Panthers swarm very quickly on 49, Joey Stanchek. Nice work there by Jake Shaw on the stop. Brian Boyer checks out. Number 67, Jack Weiler, checks in at defensive tackle. Alongside of him is Zach Mongan, number 51. 101 to play here. Third and 10 for Pencrest from their own 30-yard line. Beneke with two wide receivers to either side. Fullback on his left hip and the give on the sweep to the right side. This is number 42, Devin Delvisio, who is tripped up at the line of scrimmage. Nice work there by Blake and Gunn. No gain on, gain of maybe two on the play. Yep. It's fourth down and 8. Pencrest is going to keep the offense on the field. Snap it one more time, I believe. Panthers trying not to give much ground here.
Oh, yeah, everybody who's playing is playing for pride here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's of course.
Second, third stringers are going to play. They want their moment in the sun.
Of course. 16 seconds, 15 seconds, 14 seconds, and let's see. I don't know that Pencrest is going to snap it.
No.
Beneke is going to jog the play in from the sideline, but I think the referees are telling them that there's no need.
Right.
All right, that will do it. The Panthers snap a short two-game losing streak. And now we're 8 days away from trying to put together another win streak. 44-7, all Panthers tonight in the Media Bowl. The trophy stays here in Wallingford for at least one more year. We're going to take a short time out, be back for a quick post-game wrap-up, maybe a couple score updates from elsewhere. Glad you join us live on the archive. Big win for the Panthers tonight on HavenFootball.net.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Dan Connor, Strathaven class of 2004, NFL linebacker, and you're listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Strathaven marching unit playing some sounds that are always fantastic, but a few more smiles below us this time as Strathaven comes out 44-7 tonight, all over Pencrest. It was all Panthers really all night. And the Media Bowl trophy in hand on the near sideline here, and they're going to feel good about lifting that one more time, especially these seniors who kept it here for 2 years, 34-6 last year, 44-7 this year. Now, speaking of blowout scores, we have a final from Springfield. The Cougars crush Ridley, 42-7.
Oh, boy.
So Springfield goes to 6-0. Alongside of Garnet Valley, we have two undefeated teams in the Central. Garnet Valley and Springfield will play each other in a couple weeks, but it's both of them at 6-0 as Garnet Valley knocks off Haverford tonight, 28-13. Upper Darby wins big. Conestoga falls tonight. So, again, Strathaven next Friday night on the road at Conestoga. We'll have their hands full, Mike, but they are certainly showing excellent, excellent signs that they are rounding out a number of offensive weapons.
No doubt about it. I mean, I asked them to have a convincing win tonight, that they take control of this game. They stopped doing the turnovers. They did have some silly penalties, including you, and I agree absolutely. That's got to be stopped. But I'm continuing to look for improvement. And next week, Conestoga's got a real struggle on their hands. So I'm not too sure, other than just good ball control for the Panthers, good solid football is all I want to see out of them next week, and see that they can put together two good games back-to-back, because then we're facing Upper Darby.
Upper Darby will be a real test.
Is an absolute real test, so they got to be prepared. They got to be ready for it. So if they're going to have their difficulties, next week would be a time to have an off game. But still, I want to see them link it together and really improve, and we have seen them improve every week, even against tough, tough teams, and I think that's the important stuff.
Well, we'll be on the road next week. 7 o'clock kickoff means 6:45. We'll be on the air at Teamer Field. Thanks in advance, everybody at Conestoga, for hosting us next Friday night. In the meantime, some good games tomorrow night in the Chessmont, in the Del Valle. So check out your Daily Times. Check out havenfootball.net in the days ahead for score updates. We'll have stats posted by Saturday, I would think.
By Saturday, and the game won't go up on the archive until Sunday because we're out of bandwidth on our archive area.
All right. So with just a kind of a long weekend but upcoming, but certainly with that in mind, we have to feel good about everything in the days ahead. There will be many candidates for play of the game tonight, as they were fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of longs, runs, and so forth. But, again, this was a good one all the way around. Fantastic performance by the defense. The special teams was terrific. And 44 points on the board for the Panther offense tonight, a season high. Pete Fulgenetti, we miss you. We're going to see you next week. Thanks again to everybody here in the press box at Strathaven. For Mike Mayer, doing the color commentary, engineering, and everything else on havenfootball.net, thank you for all you do. Game nights and every day in between, check out havenfootball.net in the days ahead. And we'll sign off and see you 8 days from now, Friday night. Next week, 6:45, we will be on the air for a 7 o'clock kickoff. Conestoga and Strathaven. Next Friday night. Brian Carroll signing off. Winners of the Media Bowl are the Panthers, 44-7 tonight. Good night, everybody, and great football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.